Shas of Illuminated .org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Masechtas Nida Daf Samach Vav. We're going to start from Daf Samach Heim and based on the bottom the sugya of Rei Yadam Achmas Tashmish. The Gemara says, Taner Rabbanan, HaRei Yadam Achmas Tashmish Meshameshes Parmishayna Ushniya Ushlishes Nekam Ve'elech Loi Teshamash Atchit Eskarish. If an Isha, when she's Meshamash Mitasa, is Rei Yadam, so the first time, the second time, and the third time she's allowed to be Meshamash, but after three times she's Rei Yadam, she's Hosek, then when she's Meshamish, she'll be Rei Yadam. So you're not allowed to be Meshamish, because if she's Rei Yadam, Emsa Tashmish, come Tais. You're being a Bayal Nida. And you have to be Cheshish for the Riyaz Dam Achmas Tashmish. She has to get divorced, but you know, Silacha, she should marry someone else. And then it's Mutter, like Rashi says, like the Gemara says later, Inkal it's Bayal Shavis, even though one Baal had made a Rei Yadam Achmas Tashmish, you don't know the second Baal be Rei Yadam Achmas Tashmish. Nisus la'acha v'ros adam achmas tashmish, but if the second one also she had a riyas adam achmas tashmish, so again, v'shemeshes v'hamishay nishniyu shlishes, she can mishamish the first time, the second time, and the third time, v'kam v'elech leit shamish ashet iskarish v'tinosu la'acha, and again, now she's hosek by the second one to rei adam achmas tashmish, so she can't be mishamish anymore with the second one, she has to marry a third one. Let's say by the third one, she's nisus l'shlishes, afterwards, she can't be Meshamish until she does a bedika to see if the dam is coming from the Makar, and that's dam nidus, or it's coming from that stadim, and that's tar. And how does she do the bedika? She takes a sheferis shalava, like the Gemara says, the Gemara explains it's a sheferis that's lead, which won't cause any makah, and the pia is rotzel for secha, she bends the pia into the sheferis, and she puts it into isimakah, and she takes a machel, a small stick, and with a meich, a katan on top of the machel, and she puts it into the sheferis, and then she sees if there's dam on reisha meich, if there's dam on the katan, so then we do a shemina makar. So then she's also, she's a rei adam achmastashmi, she's also la'ilam. But if there's no dam on the reish, so then you know it's minat stodim, the dam's not coming from the makar, it's coming from minat stodim, and meila she's meteris. Maka ba'isamakam telebimakasa. If there's a maka ba'isamakam, so then she could be telebimakasa, even if the dam is coming from the makar, but it's coming from a maka, it's not dam nidus. V'meshle vesis telebivesta. We'll get to in the shia what exactly that means. What's the case of v'meshle vesis telebivesta? If the dam maka has one color and the dam ri is a different color, so you can't say the dam came from the maka because it doesn't look like the dam maka. That's the sugi sagamara. So it's a break the sugi rei adam achmas tashmish. The ikki sugi is discussing a lot the din of the bedika. So we'll go into the sugi as much as we could. The ikki din of rei adam achmas tashmish, pashis is a din der rabbanon. The rishayim shtel etzu to vestis. The rishayim say, why isn't it telling the machlekes rebbe and shem ben gamliel? Taisus says, because by vestis everyone holds that you need three times. Rebbe holds two times is the chazaka. But by Vestas, everyone knows you need three times. Some Yishenim hold the pshat as by Vestas. We paskin like a pshim ming amlil. Balkopanen, they shtel a tzu to Vestas. It's like a Vestas. It's something that happened. It happened three times and there was a Ria. Vestas, that thing causes a Ria. Now Vestas is the Rabbanan. And the Nei Dibuda points out, in Yeridea Kama Simen Memtes, that even if you hold that a Isha B'shas Vestas, the Raisa, there is a tzad to say, that the Isser Tashmish Mishas Veses and Isser Der Isa, that's only a Veses that's totally Bizman. A Vesis Tali Bisman could be an Issa Deraisa, but a Vesis has Tali Bimikra that Isha does something, he's Medamit to like Tfitzis, if she's Kavtsa Virasa. So then we don't say it's Deraisa Lekuliam, we only call like a Vesis She'ina Kavua, which is Derabanan. Al Kapanan, the She'ina Mamashma, and the Achrenim say very clear and befairish that the din of Roy Adamach Mistashvish is the din Derabanan. Now about the Bidika, the Ravid and the Ramban hold that Bizman is there, we can't do the Bidika anymore. The Bidika was only Medina de Gemara. Bizman is there, we don't do the Bidika anymore. And they give three taimim. The Ravid says one time that we're not Baki in the Bidika. But this the Rishainim say, that what do you mean we're not Baki in the Bidika? Why not? You take a Shefer Shalavri, you put a Macho with a Meich, why can't we be Baki in the Bidika? They all, we are Baki in the Bidika. Kovib Jan, the Ravid is that the Shach and Simon Kufa pay Zions of Kotan Yud, he brings from the Masses Binyamin that you don't have to put the Sheferis with the Machal Nemoich. Only we could be Meshayer how far the Shamash is Dosh. But you don't have to put it all the way as far as you could to a Makim Tzai V'Deichik. And you don't have to worry that maybe you didn't bring it Kadesh Shiadisha because it's in the Torah L'malachai Asharis. So maybe the Ravid held that the Chacham, the Bizman and Gemara, they knew exactly how to do it, but even that you knew for sure it was a Malchim Shashar Mishdash, and today we're not barking it. Yeah, you don't say when you tell a Malchim Shashar. Other Rabbi, you can't do it anymore. Well, maybe there's a Shaila how thick the Shafaris has to be. The Chorin Musa speak about it a bit. Is there a Shia how thick the Shafaris has to be? Maybe we're not so barking in that. Maybe the other sveikis that come up, which we're not so baki in. But Al-Kapanim, the Rishonim say not the way the Rishonim say we are baki in this bedika today. It sounds from the Rishonim and the Achronim, but halacha l'maisa, they did this bedika whenever they needed for a raya dam achmas tashmish. A second taina derived in the Ramban, that we're not taila b'maka because Reb Zeri said that b'nois Yisrael achmir al-atzmam shafil raya tibiz dam kechardol hishevas al-hashiv v'nikiyam. So Mela, even if the dam is coming minat stadim, you still have to be machmir, because I feel the ray is tibis dam kechadli yishev asal shivinikim. But the Rosh Tainis is not a rayim b'chol. That's talking about dam in a makar. I mean, the raisa, does dam need it, does dam ziva? Dam need it, she has to wait 7 days, she doesn't eat shivinikim, even if she has rias all 7 days, she's tar after 7 days. Dam ziva, you need shivinikim. Today, the naso baktim chalotin dam need it, dam ziva. But mainly, even a tibis dam kechardo, the yeshevas al shivanikim. But if you have a dam that's a dam makkah, or a dam minat stodim, that's not nichol chumas of zeira. That's not damninus bechlal. The Ramban brings the raya that you're not taila b'makkah because you see by besulim you're not taila b'makkah. Ein loch makkah gedoyla than besulim. And you see the Gemara earlier said that we're machma, we're not taila by dam besulim. So you see that you're not taila b'makkah. So who would dim by raya machmas tashmish? We're not going to be Taylor b'makah. So even if you find that the dam comes from that stud, then we're not going to be Taylor b'zeh. But the Raj B'tainis, Vesulim is different. Vesulim is only Lefi Shah. As in the previous year, I was mashmet the Ramban himself held the Svara. That the Ramban himself held that by Raya Damach was Tashmish, Shalei Ta'asal Olam Yuat Taylor b'makah. So. But Vaisa is not. Vaisa the Ramban holds that no, even by Rei Damach Mastashmish, we're going to be Machmanat to be Tel of Makasa. But the Rajva says no. It's only a Chumra by Besulim, and you see the Gemara doesn't bring the Chumra here. So Vaisa is Nafka by Besulim, which is the Shah, then you're not Tel of Makasa. Mashen Kane. By Rei Damach Mastashmish, Shalei Tesla Ma'ilam, then you want Tel of Machmasmaka. And the Rosh says that the Dam Besulim Machwal is no Shaykhus to be Tel of Machmasmaka. Because Dam Besulim, the Pshat is, and all the Besulis, they give it the din of Begeris Verasa. And like we said in the previous year, he doesn't explain why Begeris Verasa, it's Aser. Why there don't you say Tliya Machmas Maka? But Vaisdais, the Rosh had a reason why by Begeris Verasa, it's Bechal Machaych to Betela Machmas Maka. Maybe because Begeris Verasa, she doesn't have Dam necessarily. Which is a little bit strange, like we said. The Rishenim, I felt like the Rishenim that hold that there is a tainus dam besulim, even by a begeris, and she'll be asul abayla, she's an ashes kayin, ukadayma. So you see clearly that all begeris do have dam besulim. We spoke about that in the previous year. But al-Kabbalim, the Rosh here says that the din of dam besulim has nothing to do with Makkah. All the other besulim have a din of begeris shirasa, and begeris shirasa of Isis, he holds it not because he holds it's not a kasha, why not tell of a Makkah. And the third time the Ramban says is, why you can't do it today is because the Gemara says if the dam mak is mishunim midam riyasa, so then you're not tailor. So we're not bucky to see if it's mishunim or not mishunim. But that tainus is a rush, two tainus. First of all, there's no din you have to check if it is daima or it's mishuna. If she has a maka, you can tell her b'maka. If you happen to notice that it's mishuna, then you can't be tell her b'maka. But you don't have to remember chuyif to go check to see if it's mishuna or not. So if we're not bucky to tell if it's mishuna or not, so minastam, you can be tell her b'maka. And second rule, he says, even if we're not bucky to mechalik between different types of colors of dam that they were amo, but if you have two mari dam lefenenu, to see that one is mishuna from the other, then we are bakiyin. So I'll go upon him, even though they're in ban, and the Raivin hold that we don't do this bedika today, but Rav Rishayim, the Rambam, and the Rif bring it, the Rosh, the Rajba, the Ran, and Kama, other Rishayim, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch, they pass, can we do the bedika even today? Now, there's a machlokes Rishayim, if the bedika works even for the first Baal, because the Lashon and the Braisa is mashma, that the first Baal should get divorced to marry the second Baal. And the second Baal, she should get divorced and marry the third Baal. But after the third Baal, she has no other eitzes, then you do the bedika. And the Gemara says, Amrei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, V'tivdik Atzu would be a shlishi shabal arishay. She should be baidik after the third bia of the first Baal. Amalei lefish enkol etzbay yishavis. She can't be baidik after the third bia of the first Baal, because enkol etzbay yishavis. So Rashi learns, V'tivdik Atzu means, why can't she be baidik after the first Baal? Why does she have to be Mizgarish? And the Gemara's Teretz is like this, because Be'etzim, on the first one, we know there was a problem. We know she's a Rayidam Achmas Tashrish on the first one. So Mel, we don't want to be Mekel with the Bedika, because the second one could be Shibachal and be a Rayidam Achmas Tashmish. And you won't have to be Mekel with the Bedika. You won't have to get into a Safik Karis. So Mel, that's why we don't do the Bedika. So Rashi's Mashman, even if the first one you'd want to do a Bedika, you can't do it, because it's a Safik Haris. But the Rishayim are very bothered. Taisus and the Rosh, they say if it's a Safik Haris, so why were they mad after the third one? Because of a Gunig and Mat, the Safik Haris, Elamai Chazal was Seymech on the Bedika, so why shouldn't they be Seymech on the Bedika for the first one? It's Mashman Rashi, that the Pshad is a Bedika, is a Psa'a. Shasat Chak, that Betzim, she has another Eitz, she can marry somebody else, and you won't have to be Seymech on Bedika, you don't do it. If she's at Chak, she's in a Gunas, then you can be Seymech on Bedika. The Yishayim say, no, if we could be Seymech on Bedika after three times, we could be Seymech on Bedika for the first one or so. So why doesn't it say that she could be Baidik? Because you have another Eitz, she can marry somebody else. Avada, she could be Baidik. In case she doesn't want to be Baidik, she can marry somebody else. And they say, just like the next Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is, the tivdik would be Rishayna Shabal Shlishi. Let it be Baidik after the first B of the third Baal. The Gemara's Kasha isn't that why doesn't Bedika help then? Adrabba, the Braisa says you don't need Bedika. The Braisa says she could continue being Baal three times and then you need Bedika. So till three times you don't need Bedika. So the Kasha was, why do you need Bedika? She should be also right away without Bedika. So who would then, that's the Kasha here. The Kasha isn't why doesn't Bedika help. About the Bedika helps for the first Baal. The Kasha is, why don't you need Bedika? How is she allowed to marry the second one without Bedika? Now, Taisus and the Rosh say, Loshin, she doesn't want to be Matriach HaMibaydik. She'd rather get married to somebody else than Matriach HaMibaydik. The Beis Yosef brings down from the Smag and the Sefer HaTshuma a different Loshin. At the Pshat is, it's an Eitz HaTayva not to be Baydik after the first one, because if she isn't Baydik, she can marry a second husband, and maybe the second husband she won't be Rayim Achmas Tashmish, and everything will be good. But if she's baidik by the first one and the dam comes out on the maich, then she won't be allowed to get married to the second one. So Mel, that's why it says that she should be garish, because you don't want her to be baidik after the first one. It might not be a good idea, because it could be she'll mess herself up for life. Could be she'll never be able to get married if the bdika comes out with the dam on the maich. But that's a shikl chiddish, because if she can marry the second one, even after being rei machmas tashmish at the first one, because of the story of Lavkal et Zboi Shavis. So even if you find dam on the meich after the first one, we know the dam comes from the Makar, but why can't she marry the second one? Because right to Lavkal et Zboi Shavis. We'll speak about that more in the Hemshech Hadashia. Now the Rambam, like the Magen Mishnah says, seems to even be more machmir than Rashi. Rashi is saying that the bedikah is a shvachazach. They don't want to be makel by bedikah kol zman. It could be by a second one, she won't be yirei machmas tashmish. Only after three times when she's muxik to yirei machmas tashmish, everyone, then we'll make her with bedikah. But if you make her with bedikah then it sounds like you can make her bedikah even to stay with the third one. But the Rambam's not mashman that way. The Rambam says she's megarish after the first one, marries the second one, megarish after the second one, marries the third one. And the bedikah is to marry anyone else. But vice versa, the bedikah wouldn't help to stay with the third one. So the Magen Mishnah has two mahalchim, what's pshat in the Rambam? One pshat, he says in the beginning, he says that since she was muchzik for this one, the bedikah doesn't help. That sounds like the bedikah b'emesin is not such a stark araya. So it helps, but see with the fact that even if she's muchzik three times with three different people, you don't know she's muchzik with this one. And you have a bedikah saying it's minat stodim, the two together, chazal v'saymechon. Mashenkin, if this Baal himself, she's muxik to be roya, we're not making with bedikah. Lefi Zev, the Neid Buddha says in Yeridei Kama, Simon Mem Gimel, Lefi Zev, let's say the fourth one, she's a roya dam achmas tashmish, even though you did a bedikah and you say that it came in at stodim, but since she's muxik with this particular Baal, so Vaita she'll be also, she'll have to marry a fifth one. But the Magen Mishnah says a different time in the Rambam. He says it's a gzeira. The Brisa is mashma that the bedikah doesn't work for that husband. She has to get married to a second husband. It's a gzeira. That husband who's also without bedikah, it's a gzeira. If you let him stay married and be mata with bedikah, maybe he'll be boiled without the bedikah. So Mamela, that's why you're not mata for the third one. So Rashi holds she is mata to the third one. You're just not mata with bedikah until you have no other choice, until she's musik with Gimel Etzvois. Mashenkin, the Rambam holds, she's even also to the third one. Either because the Baal that she's muxik to, Bedika doesn't help, it only helps to someone who for him there's no chazaka, that for him it's a reya machmas tashmish. Or the pshat is that we're not matter for the Baal that was reya machmas tashmish before the Bedika, gzeira, then he might be mashamish without the Bedika. We're only matter for a new Baal, then there's no such gzeira. But kamer, reya, Rishayim hold that a bedika works even for the first Baal. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's how Reuv Paiskin paskin, but the Shach, he wants to be machma like Rashi and the Rambam. And the Shach says it in Shesant Zach. He wants to be machma usa betziyu if we said that the Raivin and the Ramban stammed on all the bedika. And Rashi and the Rambam hold that the bedika doesn't work for the first Baal. And the Rajba, even if he argues in the right of the Ramban, he says the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. Samela doesn't want to be Makel for the first Baal with Bedika. But Rav Paiskim hold not that way. But the Shach says that in the Sefer, which we don't have, he brought a big riot to Rashi in the Ramban. He says, because Taisus asks the Kasha. The Gemara asks that why don't you need Bedika already after the first B of the third Baal? And the Gemara answers the Fishen Kol HaKeichei Shavers. None of the B is the same. Even if there was one beer with dam, you don't know that any beer would cause dam. So Taisus asks a kasha, if we didn't know l'fish ain't a kol kaycha shavais, why don't we say that we should have the same kasha after the first beer of the second bowl? Why after the first beer of the second bowl is a mutter? Vaita, it has to be l'fish ain't kol kaycha shavais. And Taisus vibes shver. And the Shach says that this kasha is only shver Taisus l'shitasei. That holds that the bedikah would work even for the first Baal. But according to Rashi and the Rambam, this kasha is not shver, and he explained it in his sefer. But the Achreinim are very bothered. First of all, Vosvar Shaykha says that after Rashi and the Rambam, in this Gemara's kasha, that you should need bedikah after the first bia of the third Baal, there's no machlekes about that. That the Brisa says mefurish that it's mutta without bedikah. And the Gemara's kasha is, it shouldn't be mutta only with bedikah. Rashi would have to be maskim to that. So if that kasha is shver, after the first bedikah of the second Baal, so why would it be good according to Rashi? The Shach doesn't explain. But the whole Taisus is very shver. What's the kasha of Taisus? The Chayit's not a kasha of Bechlal. The Chayit asks this. The Sidjei Tara, the Kresi Uplesi. The Chayit, even if we don't know Lavkol HaKaycha Shavas, even if we know Lavkol HaTzbayi Shavas, it still would be mutter for the second Baal until after three B's. Why? Derech Mashal. Let's take Sharamut. You have a case where Shor is negeach three shvarim. He's only a mood for shvarim. He's not a mood for any other animal. If he's negeach a shor, a chamor, and a gomel, he becomes a mood for all the animals. So before he knew lavkol etzboi shavus, we don't know the chilik between one husband and another husband, legabe roi adam machmas tashmish. So after three beers, she's muxik to roi adam machmas tashmish. But now we know lavkol etzboi shavus. So every etzma is different. She's only muzik for this etzma. She's not muzik for another etzma. This husband, she's going to be right down machmas tashmish. Another husband, mechatesa. So it's ka'ein, like shor chamor and gomor. So let's say, a shor is negeach, let's say three shvar. And now he's negeach one chamor. He's not a mood for the chal for chamor. He's negeach three shvarim, is a mood for shvarim. He's negeach one chamor, we assume it's a mikra. He's negeach three chamor. So then he's a mu'ud for shvarim and chamayim. He's negeya a shvarim, chamayim, and a gomel. He's negeya even one shor, chamayim, and gomel. Then he's a mu'ud for everything. So when the Gemara knew lavkol etzboi shavus, but didn't know lavkol akeicha shavim. So, just like the first one, the first bia is a mikra. You need three times to make a chazaka. So Mamela, after three times is a chazaka. But lav kol akeicha shavus, it's only a chazaka. Lav kol etzboi shavus, I mean, it's only a chazaka for this one. It's not a chazaka for the next one. So the next one is mutter. And even after one, we have the next one also should be mutter. It's, you don't have a chazaka for the second one until three times. After three times, you have a chazaka for two. It's still mutter to a third one. But after one beer from the third time, kolzman, we didn't know lav kol akeicha shavus. So already there were three different etzbois. So already that should be mutter for everything. So you shouldn't be allowed to do the second beer of the third one until we know lav kol akeicha shavus, and she was a muchzik with gimel keiches of gimel etzvayis. So it's very shver what Taisus Kash is. That's why the Gemara only asked after the third time. We have three different etzvayis. So even though you didn't have three of the third time, but you had three different etzvayis, she's already also to everyone. Koshkin, she's also to the third one. But after the second one, you only had one etzvah she was muchzik. And you have, now you have two etzbois that she had a ria, but you don't have the achzaka of three separate etzbois. And on this particular etzbi, you don't have a chazaka three times. So it's very important what Taisus Kash is. So we don't have the Shach Sefer. Maybe he explains what Taisus Kash is and explains why according to Rashi it's not shver. But the Achreinim HaMefalbo Vein Kamakumar. Now in the Inyan that the Bedikah works, they're Etlecha Kashas. And the first is like this. The Paiskim Neman, it's really a Gais, Maimini B'Shem the Ritzvah. And the Paiskim bring it down as Kol HaPaiskim, Saslimus HaPaiskim. That when you do the Bedika, even if you don't find Dam at all, she's still Muteris. The Lashon of Brice is Mashma that way. The Brice says, a Nimsa Dam al Reishai is Bidua Shemina Makar. Loi Nimsa Dam al Reishai Bidua Shemina Atzadim. It doesn't say if it's nimsa dam ba'atzadim. It says, loy nimsa reishe bidu etzmin atzadim. It's not, it doesn't say clearly you need to find the dam in atzadim. But the shaila is, why would that be? Bishleim, if you find dam in atzadim, so then you could say like this. We have a roya dam machmas tashmish. She saw already three times machmas tashmish, or nine times already, three times in three different bailim. But now you did this medikah shvifaris, and you saw that that caused dam in atzadim, is mistamber that all the dam that happened was all dam in atzadim, that the tashmish causes dam in atzadim. So now, we don't have a suffix that she's a reya dam machmas tashmish, we can name on that the dam she's reya machmas tashmish comes in atzadim. But if you don't find dam at all, so this time she wasn't reya from the shuferis. But maybe the other times, she was reya in a makar. Now, Rabbi Kivega and the Chavis Das, they both say that the Etzim, finding Dam in Atzadim, if you're going to say, they're like Mechriach this din, that if you don't find Dam at all, she's Meteris. Because if you're going to say, if you don't find Dam at all, she's Asura, so what's the Raya that you found Dam in Atzadim? How do you know the Dam in Atzadim came because of the Shveferis? Maybe the Dam in Atzadim was there from before. Elamai, Dosa Lane, that no Dam came from the Makar, that's the Heter, not the finding Dam in Atzadim. The Nei de Behuda, like we're going to speak, holds it's not a raya. He holds he could say a svara that the dam doesn't stay in the dam doesn't stay in the kaisli beis rechem. You don't say kaisli beis rechem and midu if the dam is here, but it's not, it must have came from now. You don't say it came from before. But either way, what's the pshat in it? Why would it work that if you don't find dam at all, what's the heter? So the guy Smaimini says the heter is that she's Nisrapis. We say that she's Nisrapis. You see that now the Tashvish is not causing dam. It's affected by Yosef. What's the Rai Nisrapis? Why don't you say Lavkal it's very Shavis? The Sheferis didn't cause dam. But maybe someone else will cause dam. Why don't we say Lavkal it's very Shavis? So the Beis Yosef says, we only say the story of Lavkal it's very Shavis Lakula. The old Rai Adam Machmas Tashish Rai says it's a Psederabana, it's a Chumra. So Lakula we say Lavkal it's very Shavis. We try to be tailing something else, we say Lavkal it's very Shavis. Mashaykin Lachumra, we don't say it. So Mel, if you see that the Sheferis didn't cause dam, we're going to dam on, she was Nisrapis. We're not going to say Lavkal it's very Shavis Lachumra. But the Neid B'Yud, the Sim Megimel holds it's a Deichik. He holds a different shot. He holds the reason why you don't say Lavkal it's very Shavis is because she was Muzik with Gimel at twice. So you see that she's Muzik with Gimel at twice. You see there is, she's Muzik with all at twice. So Mel, you don't say Lavkal it's very Shavis. He held the kasha is not shver. Now, where's the kasha shver? Tainat Neid B'Yehuda, the kasha is shver when we're talking about the first baal. The Beis Yosef names on that even by the first baal, like we said, according to Rav Peiskin, by the first baal, he could be matter with bedika also. So the Beis Yosef names on, even by the first baal, if there's no dam at all, he could be matter. So there you have a kasha. There you have a shtarka kasha. The first baal was only one etzva, she's mutter to the second baal, because lavkal it's by Yishavis, but with this etzva, she's mufzik. So what's the raif in Sheferis? Why don't you say lavkal it's by Yishavis? Elamai, you'll have to say, you don't say lavkal it's by Yishavis, l'chumra, you only say l'kula, but the Neid B'Yud was a deichik. So the Neid B'Yud Elde Nechinami, that would be makel, when she doesn't see dam at all, is dafka, when she's muksik with three bailim. So then she's muksik for all its boys. So then we say that the Sheferis, you can't say lavkal tzvay shava, she's muksik for all its boys. Is it right? She was Nisrapis. Mashayin kain by the first bow. If you want to do the bedik after the first bow, the only way you can be makel is if you find the dam in the tzadim, then you say that you see the dam came from the tzadim. If you don't find dam at all, we'll say lavkal it's by Yishavis, and it's not a raya, she'll still be a raya dam achmas tashmish. So that's what the Neid B'Yehuda says. So why don't you say that even if you find dam in the tzadim, maybe the dam came from before, maybe the dam didn't come now b'chlal. So it's not a raya that the tashmish causes dam in that tzadim. So that's what it is mechadesh, you don't say that. You don't say the dam that came before, we don't say kaisel be'serechem emidu. That's the Neid B'Yehuda shtickle. It's negated to the shayla he was dining on. But the other achrayim, like we said, Rabbi Kivega, the Chavis Das holds that no, it's not a raya from the tzadim. It could have came from before. I think they hold that even if she was muksik for all its boys, but you still can't bring a raya from the fact that she didn't see by one etzba to other etzbais. Back to the marshal of the shar. Let's say you have a shar that was negeach a shar chamar and a gomel. So now he's mu'ud for all behemoths. So if he's not negei a chashar and a chamar and a gomel, so that's a raya, then he's a tam again. But let's say he's not negei a three susim. I don't know if it's a raya, he's a tam again. Could be it's a raya that he's not negei a susim. But every other behema, or akapanim, shvarim, chamarim, gamalim for sure, and maybe every other behema, you still have a chazaka. You only see that susim is not negeach. You see that a shor, chamor, and gomel is negeach. So a chazok is negeach every behemoth. You see three susim is not negeach. What? Who says that's a raya to other behemoths? That's only susim. So here also, the sheferis wasn't meitzi dam. It's not a raya to other etzvos, even though she's mufzik full etzvos. That's why you have to say the Beis Yosef's word that you don't say lafkal etzvos shabbos. L'chumra only l'kula. Now there's another kasha that the Neid B'Yehuda was asked, that why should one time be enough? We know when you have a Vesus that's Muxik with three times, you need three Akiris. And here you did the Bedika, and it only had one. So why should one be enough? So the Neid B'Yehuda said, because this is a Vesus that's Machmas Mikra, like we said before. This is like Fitzis. You had the Gemara before that, but Kavsa V'Rasa, she's not Kileya Vesus. It's just like a Vesus She'ena Kavua. And that's Nekah B'Pam Achas. So here also, if there's one time she's Meshamish without Dam, with the B'dikah Sheferis, one time is enough to be Eikid of Esses. It's a Chiddush. And then there's a third aura like this. We had mentioned this before, and the Paiskim Nemanon, the priest of the Shach, that if she decides to be Baidik after the first Baal, there was three Bias, she was Rayan Damach Mustashmish. And she was Baidik, and she found Dam B'Rei Shemaych. Now you don't say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis, and now she's going to be Asr L'Chol Olam. So that's why it's an Eitzah Teva not to be Baidik to stay with the first husband, because if it'll come out that she won't have Dam, is good. If it'll come out that Tzadim, is good. But if it'll come out with Dam B'Rei Shemaych, then she'll be worse off. Now she's going to be Asr L'Chol Olam. Hashem, if she'd get married to the second one, maybe there won't be Dam from the second one, and then she'd be Mutter. Shadashayla is why? Why should be Asr L'Chol Olam? Why don't we say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis? Here it's L'Kula. So it sounds like the svara of Lavkal it's Bay Shavis is not such a close svara. And we say it, but seer of the fact that even if it came Machmas Tashmish, it could be it's Minat Tzadim. So I have two Tzadim. First of all, maybe she won't have a real Machmas Tashmish because Lavkal it's Bay Shavis. But even if she won't have a real Machmas Tashmish, maybe the whole Dam was Minat Tzadim. So male, that's all we'll make them. Mashtekim, when we find out that the Dam is Minat Makar, so then we're not Makel anymore. Just the story of Lavkal it's Bay Shavis alone is not enough to be Makel when we know the Dam is from the Makar. So Bekitza, we're discussing three Aras. We have our Aram. Why does Bedika Shafaris work? Why don't we say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis? And the Beis Yosef held this was a Ara even after she's Muchzik Be'etzbayis. Good, she's Muchzik Be'etzbayis. But now you see only one Etzba didn't cause Dam. How do you know the other Etzbayis won't cause Dam? So the Beis Yosef says, you only say Lavkal Etzbayis Shavis the Kula, not L'chumra. And we spoke at the night debut that he holds that once she's Muchzik for all Etzbayis, already we see, don't say Lavkal Etzbayis Shavis, and then with one Etzba you'll say she's Nisrapis. And by one Baal, he says, Enechinami, you have to actually see Dam in Etzadim in order to be Matir, because then you're not Matir because of Nisrapis. You're Matir because you never was a Raya Dam from the Makar in the first place. But we said, other Achrayim hold, you don't know that the Dam came in Etzadim. Maybe it came from the Makar and it was there in Etzadim from before. So Al-Karchach, the Pshat, while we make it by the first Baal, is because, like the Beis Yosef says, even when there's no Dam B'chlal, we make it, because you don't say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis, Lechum or only Lekula. Then we had another Shaila, why should she be Mutter after one time? Mechayesh, she need three times to be Eker of Esses. So we had the Neid of Yehuda, it's Esses that came Achmas Maisa, Esses that came Achmas Maisa, you only need one time to be Eker. And then you had the Shaila the other way, the Rishayim say that if you do a Bedika Sheferis and you find the Dam on the Meich, it's also to get married to anyone. Why don't you say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis? Vice days, you only say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis, but Siruf, the fact that Dam should come in at Tzadim. Now the Bach says a Teretz, which the Achrayim are bothered, Chayis Hadish came Verta. The Bach says you only say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis if the Dam is coming in at Tzadim. If the Dam that comes in at Makar, you don't say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis. If one Etzba could get it out of Makar, then anyone could get it out of Makar. So Mela, once you see the Dam is coming from the Makar, you can't say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis. But all that Achrayim ask, it's a Pella. If on Dam from the Makar, you don't say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis, then why are we making Manavshach? If a Chayish is from the Makar, we don't say Lavkal it's Bay Shavis, you're telling me. Elamai, maybe it's from the Tzadim. So on the Tzadis from the Tzadim, you don't need Lavkal it's Bay Shavis. It's Tamut if it's from the Tzadim. Why do you need Lavkal it's Bay Shavis? A Pella to Bach. And the Chavis Das has a very mechudishtik mahalach in the whole sugya. I'll try to say it. Klar b'kitzer. He says like this. He says the Gemara later says a lashon that she's a mamali v'nefetzes. A roi adam machmistashrish. The Gemara says is a mamali v'nefetzes, which means like Rashi says that there's a lot of dam in the makar, and any time you chep it with the makar, the dam comes out. It's a mamali v'nefetzes. It's mali dam. That any time you chep with the Makar, the Dam comes out. But he brings, Rishayim say, the Sefer Eshkol says it from the Rav Avez and the other Rishayim are mashman that way, that Roye Dam Machmas Tashmish is like Machmas Chim Tashmish, the dam comes. Machmas the Tashmish, Machmas the Mikri of Tashmish, the dam comes. The Eshkol's Lashon is Machmas Chim Tashmish. It's like a Vesis, that this Mikri happens to her like Kofza, that Tashmish happens to her, and Mimela she sees dam. Chazok the Chavis Das, if the Yisrael is Machmas Chim Tashmish, then the Sheferis wouldn't be that way. A Sheferis is no Chim Tashmish. So Zakta Chavez Das, there's two possibilities. When you see Isha's Reya Dam Achmas Tashmish, there are two possibilities. It could be Mamala Venefetzis. It could be this dam there, and you poke around, and the dam comes out. Or it could be a Reya. It's a Reya Snida. The Reya comes, Aydei V'Tashmish. The Mikri of Tashmish is a reason to be Goyim a Reya Snida. And the Gemara understands that Lav Kol Atzbayi Shavais is only if the Yisoid was because of the Mikri of Tashmish. The Mikra of Tashmish, if that causes dam, so then it depends. Every etzvah is different. Mashayin kain if it's mamaliv and if etzis. So then, there's no lafkol etzvah yishavis. If you're chepping with the makarsh, it's mamaliv and if etzis, so mameila, the dam will come out, no matter what. You don't say lafkol etzvah yishavis if the sibah why the dam is coming is not mamaliv and if etzis. And also, if the dam is like a vesis, the mikra of tashmish causes dam, so vesis is nikva begimel paman. And a vesis is nikva begimel paman. You need three times to be akir a vesis. Mashayin kain, if it's malav and effetsis, if you chepa with the makar and dam doesn't come out, so that's it. Now you know, there's no dam. She's not malav and effetsis. But the thing is, you don't know what it is. So zogdazai, when you have three times in the first husband, to marry a second husband is a svek sveka lakula. First of all, could be the dam came because of the vesis. And b'chai gavni, you'll say lav kol etzvah yishavis. And intim salayim, the dam came because of a maliv and a vesis, but you don't know if the dam is from the makar or the dam is from the tzadim. Which part of the makar, which part of Eisa Makam do you chepa with to get the dam at? Are you getting the dam from the makar and the tzadim nidus? Or are you getting the dam from the tzadim? We don't know. So if it's a vesis, that wouldn't affect the second husband. Lav kol etzvah yishavis. But if, and if it's memaliv and a vesis, we have a suffix. We have a suffix. Now, let's say you ascertain that she is a Reya Dam Achmas Tashmish. Like, let's say there were three people, three etzvahs. Well, let's say you're dealing with the first husband. Why does Bedika work if you have no Reya? Why don't you say lav kol etzvah yishavis? So the teretz is, because it's a suffix. Because if it's taka avesis, then you have no riot avesis is gone. And this would also answer why pamachas is good enough. If it's avesis, enechinami. First of all, you don't have three times. And second of all, you anyway can't be eikid avesis, because lav kol etzvah yishavis. So on the side that it's avesis, bedika wouldn't work. And that's why Rashi holds that bedika doesn't work until you have no choice. Because otherwise you have to be chayshish as avesis, and if bedika doesn't work. But the bedika proves one thing. That she's not mamaliv and effetsis. Or al kopanim, she's mamaliv and effetsis, it's coming min etzodim. Because you see that it's not coming min a makar. So, to marry the second one, you don't need bedika altogether. Because if you don't have the svar of vestis, if you have the svar of lav kol etzvah yishavis, which tells you that there's no din vestis, and mamal and effetsis is a suffix if it's coming from the makar or from the tzodim, so that alone is a heter. Once you have an isser of vestis, so then, if you could prove that there's no mamaliv and effetsis from makar, because mamaliv and effetsis doesn't make a difference at spice, and doesn't make a difference how many times. I could prove from one time that there's no mamaliv and effetsis. And now it's only a shayla of vestis, and that gufa we have a shayla if it's from makar from the tzadim, so we'll make them. But once, after the first time we see that by the shreferis, when you poked around the makar, the dam did come out. So you see from the Sheferis that there's a Mamaliv and a Fetzis here. Once you know there's a Mamaliv and a Fetzis, so then you can't say, Lav kol etzvah yishavis. That's the word from the Chavis Das. He answers all the kashas of the Sugya of the word. Now there's two possibilities, Barei Adam Achmas Tashmish. There's a possibility it's al Sechimen of Tashmish, al the Mikra of Tashmish, and there Bedikas Sheferis doesn't help Bechal if it's that. But there you have the story of Lav kol etzvah yishavis. And there, b'shasat chak, if that's the only problem that you have, you know there's no problem with malon nefetzis, al kapanim b'shasat chak after three times, or according to Rishayim, even after one time, chazal amekel. But betzir for suffik of a malav nefetzis, Chazal were a mekel. And if the bedika proves that she is a malav nefetzis, so then she's aser. But if the bedika proves that she's not a malav nefetzis, and all you have is a chash of estis, there Chazal were a mekel according to Rashi and the Rama Malkapanim, b'makam iguna, b'makam three times, and according to Rav Yishenim even after one time. That's the chavis dasis mahalach in the sugya. And now let's go weiter. The Brisa says, "Im yesh lei maka toile b'makasa, im yesh lei vesas toile b'vesta." So first, I want to speak about the shayla of "im yesh lei vesas toile b'vesta," because it's negeya a little bit to the "im yesh lei maka toile makasa." We have to see that first. It's akdama. "Im yesh lei vesas toile b'vesta." There are three pshatim in the Rishayin and what that means. Rashi says that she's not always reyadamach mistashmish. She's Reyadamach Mistashmish in specific times. If he's Mishamish in a specific time, then she's Reyadamach Mistashmish. But if he's Mishamish other times, then she's not Reyadamach Mistashmish. So in that case, she's not called the Reyadamach Mistashmish. She can't be Mishamish in the times where those times she's the Reyadamach Mistashmish, but she's Mishamish other times. It's the Tashmish and the time together that's Goyim. So Tehlu Bevesta, she only in the time of the Vesas, there when she's Reyadamach Mistashmish, there she can't be Mishamish. Vashenkin, when it's not the Vesas, so in these times she's not Reyadamach Mistashmish, she could be Mishamish. That's Rashi's pshat. Most Yishenim learn, the Rambam, the Rashba, other Yishenim, that in Yesh Levesa, Tel Levesa means no. She had three times Tashmish, and all three times, she was Reyadamach Mistashmish. She wasn't Mach Mistashmish only in a specific time. She was Reyadamach Mistashmish all three bias. But the bia happened to be in the Einus of Esus. Isha had a Vesus to have a Riyah, and she's Mishamish in the time of the Vesus, and she had the Riyah then Mishas the Tashmish. So there, we don't say it was the Tashmish that made the Riyah, we say it was the Vesus that made the Riyah. Tehlu b'Vesta. So she's still not called the Reyadamach Mistashmish. And the Beis Yosef says that both Pshatim can be right. They both could be masking to each other. It's only a Shaila. What's the Pshat in the Gemara? Now the Paiskim are bothered. Why was she Mishamish Mishas the Vesis? Not to be she a Skinon. How could she Mishamish Mishas the Vesis? So the Prisha Mikayach, this says a Galandic Chiddush, which the Achrayim bring down, that it doesn't dafka mean Mishas the Vesis. It means the Aina before the Vesis also. The Aina before the Vesis, he'll either be Mishamish. It's only the Aina of Vesis that's awesome. The Aina before the Vesis is Mutter. But that's good enough to be called Tehlu B'Vesta. It's good enough to be called Tehlu B'Vesta to say that she's not a Reyadamach Mistashmish. Because since it's so close to the Vesis, so mainly we assume the Vesis came early. And we don't say she's a Reyadamach Mistashmish. Since the Reyadamach Mistashmish is not so Shkiach, it's better to say that the Vesis came early. That's a big chiddush l'kula. The Shach argues. The Shach says no. Has to be the time of the Vesas mamish. I have a kasha to be shi'eskinan. So the Gemara says in Yevamos that by yitzel aderech he'll have to be mishamish samach levesta. So we could be talking about a yitzel aderech. A yitzel aderech has a heter samach levesta. And even if you're going to say like Rebbeinu Tam that holds that there's no heter of tashmish, only heter of chibuk v'nishuk, or chiyuv of chibuk v'nishuk k'kudayma. So you could say Rebbeinu Tam holds like the other pshat. That Yesh Levesa Tel Vesta means not that she's Mishamish in the time of the regular Vesas, but there's a Vesas at this time when she's Mishamish, she has Dam. So till she knew about it, she was allowed to be Mishamish, but since the Dam is only coming in a specific time, the other time she's Mishamish, it doesn't come, that's why she's not a Reyadamach Mistashmish. But the pshat in Yesh Levesa Tel Vesta Lefidu Yishayim, the Rambam and the Rashba, has to be the Vesas itself. Or he says, it could be talking about that she made a mistake. They didn't realize the time. They didn't realize it was the Eim of Esus. And then afterwards, when they had Dam, they made a Cheshvin, and they realized they were Mishamish and Leinus of Esus. So that's why it's not a Reyadamach Mistashmish. Or he says, it could be talking about a Ketana, which doesn't have it in Vestus, but still he could be Mekel by a Vestus of a Ketana, that she's not a Reyadamach Mistashmish. But Kamar, other Achrayim in the Teisa, Shlom in the case of the place, and they go with the Prisha, that a Meish Levesis could even mean Aina before the Vesis. But those are the first two Pshatim. The Rashi says a Meish Levesis means that she's the Tashmish together with a specific time makes the Dam, so that's why Kishim Mishamish at other times. And the other Pshat is she had a Vesis to see anyway that day, see a tail of the Dam in the Vesis, not in the Tashmish. But then you have the Mordechai's pshat. The Mordechai says that if the Isha has a Vesis, so then, and she's Mishama Shaloi B'shas Vesta, and she has Dam, you don't say that she's a Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish. Tell her Vesta. If the Isha's Ein La Vesis, so then we say that maybe her Vesis Ria is totally in the Tashmish. Now Shegin is the Isha Sheyesh La Vesis, so it's not established she's a Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish. Even after three times, you don't say she's a Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish. You assume you tell the Bevesta. So the Rama points out, Kipshut did we shine him on the Mordechai. The Mordechai says if she happens to have a Vesas Kavua, she's never called a Reyda Machmas Tashmish, even if she was Mishamish, not the Shas the Vesta. And the Rishayim are saying that a Meish the Vesta means if she was Mishamish, Mishas Vesta. Al-Karcha, she has the Vesas Kavua, and still, she's only not called a Reyda Machmas Tashmish if she was Mishamish at the time of the Vesas itself. So the Chayyim, the Rishayim are on the Mordechai, so we shouldn't bask him like the Mordechai. Now there's a Chumash Nei Debi Yehuda, Simen Mem Ches, that he says like this, like we said before. The Nei Debi Yehuda says that a Vesis of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish is a Vesis of Bo Machmas Mikra, like Fitza, and as a din of a Vesis She'ena Kavua. So he says like this, and mainly he says the din is the Isha that has a Vesis She'ena Kavua, and then she, afterwards she gets a Vesis Kavua, she no longer has to be Cheshish of a Vesis She'ena Kavua. So mainly is Mekayim Divrei Mordechai v'miksas, that the pshat is, let's say Isha was Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, and now she's also to a Baal, what should she do? If after that she gets a Vesas Kavua, so he wants to say that in such a case she should be Mutter, because since she had a Vesas She'ena Kavua, she had to be Chayishrit, she had to be Chayishrit a Vesas of Tashmish, which means essentially she can never be Mishamish, because whenever she's Mishamish, that's the Vesas of Tashmish. So that's why she has to be Mizgarish. But now she got a new Vesas Kavua. So now once she gets the Vesas Kavua, she no longer has to be Cheshish for the Vesas She'ena Kavua. So even though the Vesas of Tashmish was three times, it still only has a din of Vesas She'ena Kavua, and she wouldn't have to be Cheshish for it. That's like the night of Yudah Chedish. So we have those three Mahalchim, and the Yesh Levesta tell the Bevesta. Rashi says that the Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish came at a specific time. Rishayim say that she is Mishamish, Mishas Vesta, Samelia, Tayla Bevesta, and we pass on like both of them, and we have the Mordechai, which says, Bechlal, when she has a Vesas, there's no din of Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, which will hear the other Rishayim are arguing. So we don't pass like the Mordechai, but the Neidudah says if she got the Vesas after the Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish, so then it makes sense the Mordechai Svarim, he wants to bask in Alocha L'maisa, that in that case, she doesn't have to be worried about Roya Dam Machmas Tashmish. Now, in the case of Amyesh L'maka Teilu B'makasa, the Beis Yosef brings a machlekes to Sefer HaTshuma in the Rashba. He brings the Rashba, says, even if she doesn't know that the Maka was bleeding, it's Eini Yadua La'itzi Dam. She doesn't know that the Maka was bleeding. She knows it's the Maka, but she doesn't know where the Dam came from. Maybe the Maka wasn't bleeding at that time. She can't tell if the Maka is bleeding full time. So even in that case, you tell about Makasa, you don't need to know that the Makkah was bleeding and the blood came from the Makkah. That's what the Rashba holds. But the Sefer HaTshuma holds said, no. Stam that she has a Makkah is not enough. Mechatesa, the Makkah was bleeding. If the Makkah was bleeding, we know there was blood from the Makkah, so you don't have to be cautious as any other blood. We know that there's blood from the Makkah, so Mechatesa, there's any blood from the Makkah, from the Nidus. But that's Dafka Makkah that you do a Laitzi Dam. We know the Makkah was bleeding. We don't know of any other blood. So Mechatesa was blood from the Makkah. Mashayn Kain. If you don't know the Makkah was bleeding, there's no din of Tel of Makkah. So that's the Machlekes, the Rashba, and the Sefer HaTshumas. So the Ramah seems to paskin Abshar. It's a quick shayla exactly what the Ramah means. But Berich, the Ramah seems to paskin Abshar. That normal, you would need a makkah that you do a loitzi dam like the Sefer HaTshumas. But if the Isha is the Isha Sheyesh Levesis, and she was Mishamish Shalei B'Shas Vesta, and there was a makkah she'eni you do a loitzi dam, so in that case, you could be Mitzayr of the Shita Samardchai, which says that all Isha Sheyesh Levesis doesn't have to be Chayesh Roya Dam Achmas Tashmish, which the Shita Sarajba that says that you don't need the makkah should be a do a loitzi dam, and in that case, you can be Mekel. If you have both Tzirufim, say that she's an Isha, she's a Vesas Kavua, and say that the Makkah is any, even if the Makkah is any Yadu'a La'itzi Dam. The Makkah is Yadu'a La'itzi Dam, we know the Makkah was bleeding, so you don't have to be Cheshish from Rei Damach Mustashmish at all. But if you don't know the Makom is bleeding, so then it depends. If the Ish is Yesh Lelesis, so you have the Mordechai anyway, so the Meili can be Seimich on the Rashba, otherwise he's Machmir. So the Paiskim are Meirich about it. But the Paiskim also discuss Pshat and Rashba, is the Rashba saying that by a Makom She'eni Yadua Lo'itzi Dam, that it's Mutta Dafka by Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish. Dafka that she's not considered a Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish. She had Dam. So when he gave the din of Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish, he told him Makasa. But that's Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish is the Pshat. If you're going to be Machmish, it's going to be also Lo'ilam. And also, like a lot of Achreinim point out, Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish is the din Darabonim, like we said. Masha'en Kane, to say that she's Mutta now, to say she's mutter now when the mak is not yedua lo'itzi dam, then first of all it's only l'shah. But more importantly, you have a chash deraisa. For a chash deraisa, you can't be teila in a makah. So the paiskim, the shach, and kama other paiskim, this is what they hold the lacha l'maisa. It's a shayla exactly what the Ramah means. That's a shayla. But l'maisa, the paiskim say the shach that I debiudam, and kama other paiskim. That legami the din of Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish there, al kaponim, she has a vest kavua like the Rama, maybe even if she doesn't have a vest kavua, you could be saying on the Rashba and say that if she has a makah, even if it's any yadua lo itzi dam, but the whole thing of Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish is l'shkiach, and we mainly have a suffix also that maybe came from a makah, so we say she's not a Rei Adam Achmas Tashmish. But she ain't came to be matter her right now, when you have the dam, and the mak is not yidu la'itzi dam, to matter without zayin nikim, without tefillah, then even the Rashba holds, you would need a makah yidu la'itzi dam. That's already a chash deraisa, and that's already only l'shah, that you would need a makah that's yidu la'itzi dam. If you know the makah was ma'itzi dam, so then, you don't have to be chayshish with anything more than that. You have a makah that's bleeding lefanenu, you don't have to be chayshish that there was also dam nidus. Mashengen, if you have a makah, but you don't know that the makah was bleeding, could have come from the Makkah. Well, the Maisa could have come from the Makkah. It's a Suffolk Deraisa. So, b'negei of that dam itself, the Paiskam HaMachim, and I say, even according to the Rashba, he'd be mechuyev to count Zayin Akim and Tefillah, she wouldn't be able to be Tehillah b'Makkah. And now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara says, Om Rav Yudha Merav, Hiskin Rebbe B'Sadais, and Rashi says, it's makam she'enem b'nei Torah, ve'enem yoydis limnis pesach nidais, ma'asein yimei nida, ma'asein yimei zayiv. Rebbe is masakim b'sadeis in a place where they don't know. They're not b'nei Torah, they won't be able to tell if it's yimei nida, so yimei ziva. They ross the yoymecha teshev shisha v'hu, shnayim teshev shisha v'hein, shloisha teshev shivanikir. So, midai reisa, a nida, if someone is Isha's Roy Adam, she becomes a Nida, she's also for 7 days, you don't need Shiva Nikim. She's also 7 days, it doesn't matter if she sees the whole 7 days, or she only saw one Tibis Dam Kechaydel, she's also for 7 days. At the end of the 7 days, she's Tevil that night and she's Mutter. But that's when she sees Bimei Nida. If she sees Bimei Ziva, so then if she sees one day Bimei Ziva, so there's the din of Shemeris Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. We had this before, we'll have this at the end of the Perek. She's also that day and the next day. She sees 2 days of Meziva, she's also those 2 days and the next day, Shemeris Yoyim Keneged Yoyim. But if she sees 3 days straight be Meziva, she needs 7 Nikiyim, which is more than 7 days. She needs 7 days after the 3 days, 7 days after the Riyah, 7 days that she has no Riyah's Dam in those 7 days. The Bashis, according to Rav Yishenim, any time Isha has a Riyah, it's Nidus. The next 7 days are the Yemei Nida, then she's Tameh. The next 11 days, after the 7 days, after she has a Riyah, those are the Yemei Ziva. And if she doesn't have a Riyah in those 11 days, or if she does and she finishes the Zayin Nikiyim, whenever the next Riyah is, that becomes the Nidus again. The next 7 days are Yemei Nidus, and then again the 11 days are Yemei Ziva. So, besides, Rebbe was chayshish that they won't be mixed up. They won't know if it's Yemei Nida or Yemei Ziva. So, mainly was Mesakin. You have to be chayshish for both. Maybe it's Yemei Nida, maybe it's Yemei Ziva. So, if she sees one day, Mimanushach, if it's Yemei Ziva, she only has to wait one extra day. If it's Yemei Nida, she has to wait 7 days. So, she waits 6 days plus that day. If she sees 2 days straight, So if it's Bimei Nida, so she's Asur for 7 days, that means she's Asur another 5 days. If it's Bimei Ziva, so then she's Asur only one extra day. But Rebbe said, still, you have to wait 6 days besides for the 2 days. Why 6 days? Why not 5 days besides for the 2 days? Right, the Iman of Shechu will be good. So Rashi says, because we're afraid that the first one is Bimei Ziva. The first one of the 2 days was the 11th day of the Bimei Ziva. So that's the Riyah Ziva. But then the second one is the beginning of the Bimei Nidus. The Bimei Nidus start again. Because 11 days went by, she didn't become a Zava Gedela. We're starting again the Bimei Nidus. So now she'll need this day and 6 days from the second Riyah. So since we're being chayshish, we don't know whether she's a nida or a zava, so even if she sees 2 days, you don't say niman of shach. If the 2 days were bimei nida, so then she needs 5 more days. If the 2 days were bimei ziva, then she only needs 1 more day, so 5 more days should be good enough. So Rashi says no. Because maybe the first one was bimei ziva, it was the 11th day of the bimei ziva, and the second one is bimei nida, so that's why she needs 6 more days. Taisus says a different time. Taisus says that maybe the first one wasn't actually a Riyah. Maybe the first one was really Dam Yorik. She thinks it's Nidus, but it really isn't actually Nidus. It's a little bit schwer. Why did Taisus have to say a different time? What was wrong with Rashi's time? The Mefarshim speak about it. But Al Kopanim, a lot of Rishonim bring them both time in. Now when she sees 2 days, 5 days are not enough, either because maybe the first day was Yumei Ziva, or because maybe the first day wasn't actually a Riyah. She just thinks it's a Riyah, so she has to be Machmir that the Nidus is starting from the second one. And if she sees 3 straight days, so then Mechayshish Debi Meziva, and then she needs Shiva Nekiyim. The Ran points out that Avada, when she sees 1 day or 2 days, the 5 or 6 days, the 6 days she has to wait also have to be Nekiyim. Because if she sees during that time, that might be the Tchilas Nida. So then she'll need another 6 days. So Avada, when it says earlier 6 days, it also means Nekiyim. But that's not a din of Shiva Nekiyim. That's a din that the other Riyah would also be Mechayiv, more waiting because she'd have a suffix, then maybe that's a Tchilas Nida. Here, the 3 days, you wait Shiva Nekiyim because they might be the din of Shiva Nekiyim. They might be the din of a Zava that needs Shiva Nekiyim. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zeir, B'nai Shishol Achmir Al Atzman, Shafila Roya Tipas Dam Kechardol Yeshevasov Shiva Nekiyim. That this was a chumrah that Bnei Yisrael were noyig, they were chmir al atzman, that they always kept Zayin Nekiyim, even if they didn't say 3 days straight. Even if they saw only 1 day, even a small amount, Tipas Dam Kechardol, they waited Shiva Nekiyim. So the Rishayim speak about, what's the pshat? Why did they wait Shiva Nekiyim from a Tipas Dam Kechardol? 6 days should be enough. Unless she sees 3 days straight, there's never a halacha that she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim. So if they saw a Tivis Dam Gechaydel, she only saw 1 day, why would she have to wait Shiva Nekiyim? What was the time of this chumrah? So Rashi and Megillah, Daf Chav Chesem Bei, says 2 timim, and the Rishonim bring either one of these 2 timim. One time is that there is sometimes that you see one Riyaz Dam, and you have to sit Shiva Nekiyim. When is that? Let's say you're already in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim. You saw 3 days and you had to sit Shiva Nekiyim. And during those 7 days, you saw Tipas Dam. So that means the Raisa needs a Shiva Nekiyim. Because since you need Shiva Nekiyim, the Shiva Nekiyim have to be Ritzufim. The Gemara learns that early in the 4th Perek, Achar, Titar, Achar, Achar, Lekulon, that it means you need Ritzufim. So if you see even one Tipas Dam, that's Mechayim Shiva Nekiyim. So since there is a time that a Riyas Tibas Dam is Mechayim Shiva Nekiyim, so they said all the time when she has a Tibas Dam, she needs Shiva Nekiyim. That's one time. And the second time Rashi says there is, because if she has a Riyah now, we're afraid that maybe the Riyah really started 2 days ago. She just didn't know about it. She just found out today there was a Riyah. But really this Riyah started 2 days ago, and the male, she's a Zav Gedela, that's why she keeps Shiva Nekiyim. Lefi, the second time of Rashi, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Brochus, he says on the 5th Perek, where the Gemara brings this, he's Mayrech about this Gemara, he says, that's how he could explain why it says, Afilu Roy is Tibas Dam Kechardel. What's the Chiddush? That a Tibas Dam Kechardel is Metame, that's a Dinder Aisa. that they're keeping Shiva Nikim has nothing to do with how little dam she saw. Should have said, I feel a rasa, yay mecha, chitzicha, Shiva Nikim. That the tibas dam kechardel is not a chumra bechlal. He brings Rishayim that hold the means that looks like a chardel, the color is a chardel. He's very bothered. But he says, if the reason for Shiva Nikim is because we're afraid the Riyah started earlier and she actually has a Riyah for 3 days, so then you might say that if she sees a lot of dam now, so the pshat was, the dam really started earlier, she's just seeing it now. But all she sees is a chardel now, to say that there was a Riyah for all 3 days and all she came up with was a chardel, that's a bigger chiddush. So male, that's why it says, I feel a raised tibis dam ke chardel, she saw so little dam, we're still afraid that there was a Riyah for 3 days. Now the Gemara goes on, Ad the reveler of Shmuel, the Darish Kishish Neyam Mashloisha Pilatesha Shivanikim. If let's say an Isha had Dam Kaishi, she had labor pains for 2 days, and there was Dam those 2 days. And then the third day, she didn't have Dam, but she was Mapul. She had an Eiffel. She needs Shivanikim. Why? Kasava ain't Kaishu in Kishu in the phone. The Afshal Psychosakava Bulay Dam. Because you don't say she's not a zava because the dam came from the labor pains, and the dam from labor pains don't make you a zava, because that only works when it's a vlad ma'alya. When it's nefalim, you don't say that the dam kaishi won't make her a zava. And also, you have to be chayshish the third day there was also dam, because aim psichas akeva b'lay dam, that's why she needs shiva nekiyim. Amalei ha'papa l'rava ma'ayri kish sh'shnei yamim ha'filu mashu ba'alma dam reb zei b'nei sh'shol ha'chmir latzen sh'afilu ra'is tibas dam kechaydlu yishav eshol shiva nekiyim. She always has to have shiva nekiyim. What's the thing that because she had dam for 3 days straight with dam kaishi, whatever it is, even stam, anytime she has a leida with dam, b'nei sh'shol ha'chmir latzen, then you always need shiva nekiyim. So every time there's a leida, she has to say that she's like a lettuce b'zayv, and she needs shiva nekiyim. I'm telling you an isser, nisa deraisa. You're telling me a minig. A minig is only with a machmir, where they're not machmir, but eishu achmir latzma means in the places where they're machmir, they have to keep this minig. Otherwise, they don't have to keep this minig. So the Gemara is mashma, that the din of shiva nekiyim, which the Gemara says, is b'reishu shol achmir latzman, is a minig. It says a chumra. Hechad achmer achmer, hechad lachmer loy achmer. But the Rambam writes like this. The Rambam, in Yisuri Abiyah, Berikin Aleph, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud, he writes like this. V'chol dvorim elu chumri yaseir shenogu b'nei Yisrael, mimei chachmei atalman. And he writes, v'ein losim imena la'olam. Including in the dvorim elu is the din of Shiva Nekiyim, even on a tipis dam kechardel. And he says, he fears always, v'ein losim imena la'olam. It sounds like everyone's mechuyif to keep this minig. And more than that, the Ramban, the Nuchas needed to the Ramban, Perek Beis, Perek Aleph, Din Yates, he writes like this. He brings down the Chumri, explains it, and he says, Chumri zu shenogu b'nei Yisrael huchshu b'eini chachamim, v'asu oisek halacha psuka b'chol makayim. The Chum liked it, and they made it like halacha psuka b'chol makayim. The Rambam, and even more mefurish Ramban is mashma, that at least, l'chari means afterwards, after the B'nai Yisrael Achmir al-Atzman, where there was a din of Hechad Achmir, Achmir, Hechad al-Achmir, al-Achmir, then Chazal made it more. Chazal made an halacha psuka b'chol makayim, and like the Rambam says, in lasu emen al-Olam. The Ramban fears that it's the fichach, asu la'adam la'hakul b'yoreshe al-Olam. This comes up in the Geya. I saw in the Bandei HaShulchan, it brings from Shlomo Zalman Zalman Obach, let's say, keeping Zion, it's not shaykh for the couple to keep Zion Nekim and to stay married. For whatever reason, if they're going to have to keep this chumra, that to keep the Zion Nekim even when it's not Yimei Ziva, they won't be able to be married altogether. So if it was just a minig, so even though Avadi and Mechuyif to keep the minig, you're not going to be Mekelim and Hagim, but all you have, that when the Isser is Mitam Minig, B'makam, that they won't be able to get married, B'makam that so you can make on the minig. The mashal, there is a minig that you wait 5 days before you start the Zayin Nekim. So Vadi, now it'll be makel on this minig. But b'makam period, if they can't have children otherwise, or they can't stay married otherwise, or whatever it is, so then you could be makel. But Shlomo Zalman said, Shiva Nekim is not the way. Even though the Gemara brings it as a minig, like, And the Gemara says, Heche the Achmer, Achmer, Heche the Le'achmer, Le'achmer. But the Yishayinim Amavur, that it became Mamish Halacha, it became Mamish in Issid Rabbanan. With thee, you can't be Mekel, period. Like the Lashon of the Rabban. Also, Lachal Reishim Ma'ilam, you can't be Mekel, period. Even if it's a very big Shasot Chak, even if it's Negei period of Yiriv, it's Negei being married, doesn't matter, it blames in Issid Rabbanan. You have to know the Makar to the Ramban and Rambam. But that's what they're saying, that it blames in Issid Rabbanan. It was Hukshu B'nei Chachamim, and it became Ma'alach Ha'Psuka.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
We're learning Maseches Nida Daf Samach Rav. This is the second shiur on the blot. We'll be starting from the bottom of Daf Samach Rav, and Aleph, the sugya of Tevul, and Nasei, the sugya of Dam Chimut. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tevul, Inasei, Venespaisa. If he asked her to get married and she agreed to get married, so tzricha shateshev shivanekiyim, the fact that she agreed to get married makes her a nida, and she needs shivanekiyim for that. And Rashi says, shema machmas taivis chimud ras adam. Because of the taiv of the chimud of getting married, maybe that caused her to have a riyaz dam. And the Mepharshim explained, even if she's baidik and she doesn't see the dam, maybe it was very small and it was nevet. The Rishayim early in Daf Chaf ask a kasha, because there the Gemara says that if Rehormiz ime the Shavar Malka shodi dam lekamid the Rava, if Rehormiz the mother of Shavar Malka sent dam to Rava and Ravadi was sitting by him and he smelled it and he said it's dam chimud. And the Shaila is, what's the difference if it's dam chimud or dam nida? Here it's mashma even dam chimud is tamei. So the Rashi says enichinami. He was just saying that to show his chachma. To show he could smell by the dam that it's dam chimud, but there's no halachic nafkimina between dam chimud and dam nida. There, the Imid the Shvarmalka was showing her daughter that you see how much chacham the Yehudim are, and he said, nah, maybe he just guessed, and they brought a riot and guess, but it was just to show his chacham. The Ran says different. The Ran says could be dam chimud is not dam nidus and wouldn't be metame, but any time there's dam chimud, there'll be just some dam nidus mixed in, and that's what's stomach. Al kopanim. When you have a tevil in Nase and she agrees to get married, there is dam chimud, or a chshash of dam chimud, and memela she needs shivanekiyim. Now the Rambam brings this din together with all the other chumras in Hilchas Nida, the chumra of Zayinekiyim, and the din of dam tayer that he discusses, he brings it in Perikin Aleph. And it's mash maklar that it's durabanan. And the Magid Mishnah there says, Eifanov, with the korkite, that Avad it's durabanan, and he says it has to be durabanan because mi deraisa, there's no tumma without argasha. So tevul inase, if she was margish, you don't need tevul inase. Anytime she's margish, avanda she's tummy. Elamai means she was not margish. And we're chayshish that there was a riyaz dam. Well, the most it could have been was a riyaz dam without argasha. A riyaz dam without argasha is not metame midereisa. So the Taz brings this down in the beginning of Kuvzanik Beis, and he says, ubezen nichli, why by tamar? It says in the Gemara in Saita that she told Yehuda that she's tar from a nida. She's not a nida. Isis, the Gemara in Saita was naming on Yehuda kept the dine nida, even kaida matan tayra. And Tama told him that she's tar. The shail is, what do you mean? What happened to the din of tevu elinase, tshich aleishiv shivanikim? And the same thing with Rus and Tamar. His lashon is Rus was nichnas limitashel shabayaz achashatavla. Which is not 100% clear what his kash is, because that night that she came to Bayez, it's mavur that Bayez was not bayil her. And he doesn't say with the klarkite, what's the raya, he was bayil afterwards. Could be he means that the next day, the medrash is mavur, that Yehuda got married to that night and died the next day and had a child from her, but it was the last night of his life. So that means they didn't wait shivanekim. Or could be it means that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mavur, that Rus also said that she's tar, and he still was Ayman, and he wasn't Bayala, but vice versa, she was Materis to him. What happened didn't have Zayinikim. It's like the Taz, it's Miyushiv, it's Durabanan. Now the problem he has is that there is no Mishnah or Braisa which says it's Takana. So what's the pshat? How do we know the Rabbanu were mesaken this? Elamai, when Rava said this, the takana happened b'mei Rava. Rava, or the chacham and b'mei Rava were mesaken this takana. But that can't be because the Gemara in Yevamis, and Daf Laman Zayinam and Beis brings that Rav and Rav Nachman used to, whenever they traveled, they used to say who could they marry for just a day. So the Gemara says, well, would that help? Tavuli nasei, tzricha leishiv shivanikim. So the Gemara says, a teretz, he won't be marich. But you see that the Gemara was assuming that the takana was there, even b'makam Rav and Rav Nachman. The shaila is, where do we see this takana anywhere? I, Rava, said it, so maybe the takana was niskan b'mei Rava. So he says that the pshat's like this. It's the Rabbanan only because of what the Magid Mishnah says, because there's no argasha. So whenever Chazal or Masakin, the ksamim are tamei, so that means that dam b'loy hagasha is tamei, that's when we have this din of tevuli nase, that's when there's a chash of dam chimud, samimela, there'd be an issur the Rabbanan beforehand. But it's still miyashiv, his kasha from Yehuda and Tamar and from Rus and Bayaz. And then he says another teretz, that if you could be boil right away, so that's pas besale, there's no chimud for that. The Chavis Da says that that's a deichik. It's a deichik to be mechalik between if you could be boil right away or after a time. But he says that chimud is only for nisuin, when you get married. For znus, there will be four David HaMelech that was geyser on znus with the pnuya, but for znus, there is no chimud, the chimud of bia for znus. That doesn't create a matzav of chimud. Amel, it's not a kasha from Bayaz and from Yehuda. But al kopanim, the din is a dinder abanan, but the Taz is saying the dinder abanan was niskan, it was chal the dinder abanan, as soon as they were masakin the din of ksam, the din of riyah b'lay argasha. Now the Gemara brings a story, Avina isiklei lebrei bear of Chanina. Avina was going to marry off his son to the daughter of Rav Chanina. And they made up a time, and then after the time came, they waited 7 days after that time, and he asked them, why did you wait 7 days? Rav Chanina asked Ravina. Ravina said, don't you hold like Rava that Tevuli Nasim Nisbais at Shri Chalesh of Shivanikim? And he said, I hold Rava's only by Gedela, that has Rias, but a Ketana that doesn't have Rias, so it wouldn't be, you wouldn't need Shivanikim. So here also, since she's a Ketana, so there would be no din of Shivanikim for a Ketana. So he said, no, b'feyusham rava leishna gdeil leishna ktana, it doesn't make a difference, it's gdeil or ktana, the problem is as a chash of chimud, so ktana also has a chash of chimud. The Birskei Tshuva brings down, from the Tshuva's giver Shmuel, that who adin is a kena, just like a ktana, who's a mesulekes midam, has a chash of dam chimud, so who adin is a kena, which doesn't have dam anymore, even though she's mesulekes midamim, but there's also a shash of chimud. So if someone wants to get married to an older woman who's past the time that she has rias, she would still need zayin nikim al stam chimud. The Pesach Tshuva also brings down another tshuva from the Makam Shmuel, that there was a case where a couple was mezana before they got married and she was already pregnant, and then after she was pregnant for several months, then they decided to get married. So the shaila was, does she need shivanikim? Do we say that since she's muberish, she's mislekes midam? So he said that case also you would need shivanikim, just like Tana is also mislekes midam and need shivanikim. Who would then muberish? Kol shkei muberish would need shivanikim. So muberish, menekes, zakena would be the same as Tana and would need shivanikim. He also brings an interesting tshuva from the Chassam Sefer, where the Chassam Sefer talks about, what if the chassid never saw the kala, and is first going to see the kala right before the chasana? Talked about the Chassam Sefer was asked by a Rav who had such a case, and he held that she would need shivanikim. Because since the Gemara in Saita says, Ein Yitzhar Shailat al B'misha Ein Avrois, so there's no real chimud until you see him, until you see. So when you see her, then that's when the chimud is, that's when you would need the shivanikim. But the Chassam Sefer argues, he says that this is a case which happens, I says in those days, not necessarily the chassan would see the kala before the chasna, or maybe it'd only see her right before the chasna. And the Paiskim would have to mention that you need shivanikim. And he says, and you can't say that you need the riyah for the chimud, because then what are you going to say? That a suma, let's say someone's blind, they wouldn't need shivanikim, b'chai gavna. If the ish is blind, they wouldn't need shivanikim, and fakert, L'chayer, when she's able to feel him and be with him, so that would be the chiman as if she sees. So it really wouldn't work. Whenever she gets together with him, so that would be a chiman, and you'd need zayin nikim, and you don't find such a thing. Elamai, the decision to get married works even if you don't see. And once you have that chimud, so then we don't say a chash of another chimud, like an additional chimud by seeing them. And he's marich, and he says like this, he says, you know, the Gemara in Seita that says that ein yetzahara shel amash ein evrais, the Gemara in Seita was discussing, if there's a chash here, if someone sees one isha, but that isha is going to die, is there a chash here that now will be mahar another nashim? So that the Gemara says, no, ein yetzahara shel amash ein evrais, he'll only be mahar that isha, which means that if the hero comes because you saw the isha, so that hero would only be that isha, wouldn't be a hero of another isha. Now, shenkein, the chimud of the isha is not because she sees the ish. The chimud of the isha is because of the idea that she's going to get married. So for that, you don't need ein evrais for that. Ein evrais means this iris of taiva that comes from seeing the isha, and that won't create a taiva matzav here for another isha. But a Cyrus of Taiva that's created because of the decision to get married, that you don't need the Rias of the Ish, and the male shall have a Chimud without it, and then seeing the Ish won't increase the Chimud. Now there's a Machlokes Rishonim about the Shiva Nikiyim. The Rishonim that hold that the Shiva Nikiyim is a regular Shiva Nikiyim. We know that Shiva Nikiyim will learn this Be'ez Hashem on Daf Samaches, that Shiva Nikiyim first needs a Hefsek Tara. Anytime the Ish is in Nida, in order to start the Shiva Nikiyim, she has to be machzik that the dam stopped. We don't assume that the dam stopped unless she's baidik and she sees clearly that the dam stopped. So she needs the hafsik tara. And she also needs bedikas of the Shiva Nikiyim. You don't just stam let 7 days go by. You have to be baidik. And there's a machlekes later, if the pshat is that you need one bedika during the entire Shiva Nikiyim, tchilasin afi shein seifan, seifan afi shein tchilasin, you need one bedika. Or you bedafka need a bedika b'yayim rishon and b'yayim shvi. Without a bedika the first day and the seventh day, it doesn't work the shiva nikiyim. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem, later in the perek. So there's a shaila. Does this shiva nikiyim need the same thing? Does it need a hefsek tara? And does it need the bedikas? There are some rishonim, all it does. The Ra'ah in Bedek Abaye says it, and the Ran in the Hilchas Nida in Masechta Shua says it. But the Ravid in the Sefer Bala Nefesh and the Ramban in the Hilchas Nida, they both say that you don't need to have Siktara. And the Ravid says, of course, it's only a Safik, a Chshash, and then the Ravid and the Ramban say also, because the whole Chshash of Dam Chimud is a very small amount of Dam, and there's no reason to think that the Dam is Mamshech. A half Siktara is, because the Isha that's Raya Dam, Shemechetesa, she stamped. But Dam Chimud, we don't know that she was Raya Dam Bechlal. The whole Chshash comes because of Dam Chimud. Dam Chimud is only a small amount of Dam that she stamped. So she doesn't need to have siktara. Now the shaila is, how could you have a shiva nikiyim without any bedikas? That's a hef siktara. The hef siktara is just a hechatimsa to make sure that she stopped. You have to make sure she stopped. There is a din halacha. You have to be chayshish that the riyah goes until you show that it stopped. So now you could say damchim and you don't have such a halacha. But the bedikas of the shiva nikiyim, that lechayu you should need. So the Ravid and the Ramban are saying that Bemisin you need, but there the bedik of the last day would work. Because they're being a raya from the Gemara. The Gemara, the way they're learning the Gemara, is that Ravina, when he came to Beir Rav Chanina, he waited 7 days and then he came. And Rav Chanina said, why did you wait an extra 7 days? We made up last week to get married. And he said, because you need Shiva Nikiyim. So the shaila is, what does it help the Shiva Nikiyim? Rav Chanina didn't know about the Shiva Nikiyim. He didn't instruct his daughter to keep the Shiva Nikiyim, to make a hefsek tara, to make bedikas by the Shiva Nikiyim. So why would it help? Elamai, you don't need a hefsek tara. You need bedikas by the Shiva Nikiyim. Must be that you had the bedik at the end, and they hold that safe and afish ain't chilasa. So the shita of the Ramban and the Ravid is, you don't need a hefsek tara. Now the Rajman, the Teres Abayis, asks on them that he doesn't understand if you're going to learn that the Pshat is you don't need to have Siktara and you don't need Bedikas during the Shiva Nikiyim, so you shouldn't need any Bedikas. If you're going to name on that you didn't have any more Rias, so why do you need a Bedika altogether? Which I don't understand the Rajman's Kasha so stark, because you need a Bedika Pasha for the Din of Svira Shiva Nikiyim. Without a Bedika, there's no Din Svira B'chlal. I'm sure the Sidra Tara is Marchav a little bit to explain the Machlekes Rashba and the Rabban and the Ravid. For Al-Kopanim, that's a sheet of the Rabban and the Ravid. You don't need to have Siktar. And for Bedika Shiv and Nikim, the Bedika at the end would work, because Seif and Afi Shein Tchilasa. So as far as the Bedika Shiv and Nikim, that's a Machlekes Bayol Shiv and Nikim. And as far as the Hef Siktar, like we said, that's the Rabban and the Rashba Shita. The Ran and the Ra say that no, you need to have Siktar. And they learn up the Gemara that Ravina came before the Shiv and Nikim and said we have to push it off a week because you need the Shiv and Nikim, and Taka Rav Chanina did the Shiv and Nikim the way Ravina said he should do. So it's not a raya that you don't need to have Siktara. Now the Sidra Taira says that in Hilchas Shiv and Nikim there's a Tshuvas Miltzdaka, which Beis Hashem will try to speak about in the later Shurim on Shiv and Nikim, but the Miltzdaka says, let's say Isha didn't know she was counting Shiv and Nikim. She did a Bedika, let's say, half Siktara. She did a Bedika the first day, and then she thought she can't count the Zayin Nikim anymore. So it went by a few days, and she didn't realize she was counting Shiv and Nikim. She wasn't actually aware of that she was in the Shiv and Nikim. She thought that she has to wait for the Shiv and Nikim. And then later she realized, no, she could have counted all those days for Shiv and Nikim. So the Miltzdaka says it doesn't work, because Shiv and Nikim means that you have to know you're counting Shiv and Nikim. That's what a sphere of Shiv and Nikim is. You have to be aware that you're counting Shiv and Nikim. If you're not aware that you're in the Shiv and Nikim, by definition, that's not Shiv and Nikim. So the Sidri Taira says, this Ramban and Raiva, the way they're learning the Gemara, is a Raya clearly not at the Miltzdaka, because the Bas Rabbi Chanina, who didn't Bechlal know about the Din of Shiv and Nikim, he's saying it counts as Shiv and Nikim. Okay, you don't need to have Siktara, because Dam Chima doesn't need to have Siktara. But she Bechlal wasn't aware she was counting Shiv and Nikim until the last day. Elamai, Shiv and Nikim works, even if you don't know you're counting Shiv and Nikim. So the Ramban and the Raiva, the Chara, and Mefurish, not like the Miltzdaka. But he says that the Rosh argues in the Ramban and the Raiva. The Ramban and the Raiva bring the Raya because the Bas Rav Chanina didn't make a Hef Siktara and didn't make the Bedikas till the end. So you see, it only the Hef Siktara. So the Rosh writes, V'ein a Raya klal, dim kein, afil yeshiva shiva ein kan klal. Umata elos yesh ma'amtona shiva yamim, kevin Rav Chanina sav v'tana lechashin al lechimut. He said, it's not a Raya at all, because if you're going to learn the Gemara the way you're learning, you don't have a Shiva Sikiyam. He just waited 7 days. That's not Shiv and Nikim. But he says you have to learn the Gemara that the pshat was that Ravina was saying, now you have to wait Shiv and Nikim. So the Rosh is mashmiyeh like the Miltzdaka. Because the Rosh does paskin seif and afrisha and chilasan. And still the Rosh was saying, according to you, that they bechlal didn't know they were counting Shiv and Nikim. See, it's not going to have Shiv and Nikim. Why not? Elamai, the Rosh seems to hold like the Miltzdaka that if you're not aware of Shiv and Nikim, it's Shiv and Nikim. He also says another thing, that the Rishayim, they are going like the Shita of Seif and Avi Shein Tchilosan and the Bedik at the end works. It could be, you could say, that the Shita that holds you need Bedafka, Bedik in the beginning and the Bedik at the end, that Shita holds Surim Lefaneinu Binan. That Shita would hold that you have to know it's Shiv and Nikim. You have to Poyel be counting the Shiv and Nikim. Could be a Bitali Guf in those Shita, since we're Machmer for the Shita that you need the Bedik on the first day and the seventh day, that Gufu would say that Shita would hold like the Miltzdaka. But Al-Kopanim, it is a good Raya from the Ramban and the Ravid that they didn't hold like the Miltzdaka Schiddish. They held that even if you Bechal don't know you're counting Zayin Nikim, it would work. Now the Rosh is maskim to the Ramban and the Ravid, you don't need to have Siktara, but he says a very big Chiddish. He says he thinks you need Bedika every day, not because of Zayin Nikim, but because you have Dam Chimin every day. Since with Chayshish V'Chimin, he says, Yaisish Yikrevel is Manachuppa Yaisali Bahimu Mishtoe, V'Todach Hashin and Shemamach Maschimin Tira. But that's a very big Chiddush in the Rosh, that you have to constantly wait for Chimin, and the Fidus Chiddush will come out even if you're not counting Zayin Nikim, you need a Bedika. L'mashal, and this is what the Ramah says, L'mashal, let's say an Isha counts Zayin Nikim before the Chasna. She doesn't count the 7 days before the Chasna. She counts a few weeks before the Chasna, 2 weeks before the Chasna, she already counts the Zayin Nikim. She finishes the Zayin Nikim, let's say a few days or a week before the Chasna. Zakter Amash, she should continue doing a Bedika every day till the Chasna. And the Makar is the Rosh, because the Rosh is saying that there's a Chash Chimud. The Rosh isn't Chassant. The Rosh says that when Rava says to Vuv and Espais, it's Tzricha Leishiv Shiv and Nikim, he doesn't mean because the Rav Zeir is Chumrah, that Afilu Roy is Tipas Dam Kachadli Yeshev Shiv and Nikim. Because the Gemara said before that that chumra wasn't especially everywhere. He means you need shiva nikiyin, means that you have to be baidik every day to make sure there's no dam chimud. That's good for what the Gemara means. Not the shiva nikiyin of a zava, but you have to be baidik al tzis svara of kol yayim mechayshish machmas chimud tira. But like the Pais can point out, but the Rishayim that hold that you don't need a bidik every day, akarchik, they don't hold to this rush. It's a very big chiddush, the rush, because the initial chimud of tavuli nasei, a bidika doesn't work. Even a bidika doesn't help. You baidik and you don't find any dam, you still chayshish there was dam. And this chimud of the chimud yaser, there a bidika helps. The chavistas is bothered. Why would one bidika a day help? He says, Lamaisi, you find the way by Zayin Nikiyim. Also, that a bidika a day helps. Somehow a bidika a day is machzik that there was no dam. And you don't need a meich tachuk there the whole day. But al kopanim, there's a big chiddush in the rush that there is a chash chimen every day, but the rishayim that hold, that you don't need a bidik every day, al karach that hold this chiddush, they hold, like the Pais can point out, that there is a chimen of tevulina, say there's a one-time chimen, and once she has a riyah machmas that chimen, any additional chimen doesn't cause additional riyahs. And like we said, the Ramah is machma like the rush, to continue the bedikas even after she finished Zayin Nikiyim, because like the rush, that there is a chash chimud, and bedika helps with a chash chimud. And now let's see the next sugya, the sugya of Tevila. The Gemara starts with sugya Amar Rava, the end of Samach Vav, and Aleph, Isha, Lei Sochuf, Lei Beneser, Lei Bechoyel, etc. The Gemara says different agents you shouldn't use because it would remove some hair, and then the hair will get mixed up, or because it will tangle the hair. And then the Gemara says, Amar Amein Meshmeid Derava, Isha Lai Sochef Ela Bechamin, she should only use hot water. And Rashi says, Lai Sochef Se'ara. Lai Sochef means her hair. And this is coming from a Gemara in Bava Kama, Nefayin Testament base, that the Gemara says that there's a Takanas Ezra that Isha does Chafifa. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, what do you need a Takanas Ezra, Isha does Chafifa, that she has to scrub before she goes to the mikvah? It's the Raisa, because it says, V'rochet says, B'sarah b'mayin, Shaloye dava chaitzis mein b'sarah l'mayin. You can't have any chatzitza, can't have anything which interrupts, which prevents the water from going on the basar. And then the Gemara says, Es b'sarah, Es is a tofel b'sarah, u'mayni u'sarah, that the hair also has to need b'is mayim, not only the basar, but the Es b'sarah, you need the hair also. So the Gemara says that midiraisa, all you need is a yunei ba'alma. You just have to check to see, maybe it's tangled, or maybe there's dirt. And that's why, and Ezra was masakin chafifa. And Rashi there says, chafifa b'mastrik with a comb. So Rashi here, which says chafifa, meaning seir, and Rashi there that says with a comb, is mashma, that the takana of chafifa was in the hair. And that's what Taisus here says. It's about Chalikis Rishenim. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Shmaya that Chafifa means she has to scrub her entire guf. And that's Takanas Ezra. But Taisus and Rav Rishenim hold that no, Takanas Ezra was Dafka the hair. That's the Mashmais of the Gemara there, that the Gemara brings both drushes. The Gemara brings a drush of Chatzitza, and the Gemara brings a drush of Es HaTafel Lebesaret to tell you that Midaraisa, you can't have a Chatzitza in the hair. And the Gemara is mashma, that midaraisa, you just have to be ma'ayin to make sure the hair is not tangled, or there's nothing stuck to the hair. And Ezra's masakin chafifa, but that's only the hair. And Taisus and the Rishenim bring a raya, because the Gemara right afterwards says, Amar Rava la'ilam yulman adam masech beisai, shteishim adicha beisach kmatim b'mayim. That she has to wash out the folds, the beisach kmatim, the beisach starim, the folds in a guf, she has to wash it out with water. If she has to wash the entire guf, so why does he say Besach Matim? Elamayil answer, because Rava's Mechadish, even the Besach Matim you have to wash out. And that's what the Gemara explains, that the Gemara asks a Kashan Rava, that it says in the Mishnah Mikvayis that the Besach Matim and Besach Starim do not need Bias Mayim. And the Gemara answers that you need Royal Bias Mayim, like we'll speak. So maybe Rav is telling you a chiddush that you don't only have to be chayif of the guf, you also have to be chayif of the beis akmatim because you need royal abiyas mayim. But the Rishayim say the lashon is not mashma that way, because he should have said that she has to wash even the beis akmatim. The Lashon Gemara says she has to wash the Beis HaKmatim is mashmadafka the Beis HaKmatim. Of course, she also has to wash her here, Mitakanis Ezra, but the rest of the guf she doesn't have to wash. And that's what Rav Rishayim hold. But they all say, Taisus, and all the Rishayim that say this, the Rajba, the Ran, that the minig is that they wash the entire guf. And some learned that that minig was there, Mizman HaGemara, was the Gemara's mashma, that they used pots of hot water in order to go to the mikvah, and they learned that means in the preparations, because even though they're not mechuyev to wash the whole guf, but that was a minig, that's what they did, and that's what's brought in Shulchan Aruch that we should do. So there's really three dargis. There's washing the hair, which that's a takana from Ezra Sefer. Then there's washing the kmatim and the basis starim, which that's what Rav is saying, and that's Medina de Gemara. And then there's a minig, which that minig could have been in the time of the Gemara, but it's not mamish Medina de Gemara, a minig kasher that you wash the entire guf. And that they are more machab by here, the Rishayim say, because the hair is much more old for chatzitzis, it gets tangled much easier. That's why Ezra's misakim by here. But that they were more machmir by Beis HaKmatim and Beis HaStarim, as opposed to Shara Guf, is not 100% clear. I saw the Badei HaShulchan brings down from the Ar Zeruah, it's because the chatzitzis stay there more often, because they don't fall out easily. And also because it's Matzah Zeyah there, he brings from the Shari Durim, that the Zeyah there, so a male, they're more makban on the Kmatim and the Beis HaStarim. Now, like we said, the Gemara says about the Kmatim and the Beis HaStarim, that even though you don't need Bias Mayim, but the reason why the can't be in a Chatzitzis is we need Royal Bias Mayim. There has to be no Chatzitzis that the water could get there if the water would get in. You don't need Bias Mayim, meaning you don't have to open up the Beis HaStarim and allow the water to come in. That's the halacha that you learn out that that's begoli. The Gemara in Kedushin learns it from a pasuk that Besarei Ma'abasa Ba'avroi Efkol Me'avroi. The Rambam says a drasha of Yodav L'shata from Mayim that Yodav is a makam goli. The Taisus Yantif there in Mikvayis talks about what he needs the two drashas for. But Al Kopanim, the aside of Beis HaStarim is that you don't have to actually allow water to get in. You could leave it b'seisir. You could leave it that b'seisir, the water can't get in. But it has to be that if water would come there, the water would be able to get in. It has to be a royal l'bias mayim. Now there's a shayla, if this din of royal l'bias mayim is the rice or not. Because Taisus is bothered, the Gemara brings the din of royal l'bias mayim to the Rab Zeira. The Rab Zeira said, kol a royal l'bila, ain bila ma'keves, kol she'ain a royal l'bila, bila ma'keves. It's by a mincha. He says when you have a mincha, and the mincha, you could mix the flour and the oil. It's not too big to mix the flour and the oil. Even if you didn't mix the flour and the oil, it's still kosher. Lo yibal is kosher. Bila is only a mitzvah l'chatchila. Mashiach came when you have a big mincha, more than 60 esreinim, that Chazal understand that the flour and the water and the oil can't mix. It's too big to mix the flour and the oil. So then it's a possible mincha. You can't bring a mincha more than 60 Yisraelim because it's ain't a royal labila, so they're bila ma'keves by. So Taisus is bothered. There the aside of davar is that bila is a mitzvah. Bila is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah l'chatchila. So even though it's not ma'kev, there's a din, a lot of times the Torah gives a mitzvah l'chatchila and it's not ma'kev. But when the Torah gives a mitzvah l'chatchila, Taisus says it's like a svara. That al-kaponim, you need roi for the mitzvah. If you don't have roi for the mitzvah, then you don't have anything, that's ma'akiv. But here, there's no mitzvah chachila to have bias mayim in the Beis HaStarim. There's no such mitzvah. And Taiz explains why not. Taiz says, Akasha, why? Maybe there should be a mitzvah to have bias mayim in the Beis HaStarim. And Taiz says, it's not shy of such a thing. Because ring menachis is a mitzvah. So a mitzvah, you can do lechatchila, you can do b'diavit. But as far as tefillah is to become tar. If you happen to become tar after the tefillah, so you're tar. It's not shayach a mitzvah l'chatchila. If l'maisi you're tar, you're tar. There's no mitzvah b'chal to be tevil. The din is, this is the heichat timsa to become tar. If you're tar, you're tar. It can't be a mitzvah l'chatchila. So l'chayr, so what does it mean that you need royal l'bias mayim? It's not really the same thing as Reb Zeira. So Taisus says, that we learn out from the drasha, that you need Avroi, Lamaisa, the Pasuk says Kol Basari. So you use the Pasuk of Kol Basari to tell you the Al-Kapanim, Kol Basari should be Royal to be a Smayim. Nashtayin Taisus. So, Rab Zeir is a Dimyon. Now you find the Musig that when you don't need something, it's not ma'akev, but roi lekach is ma'akev. So here also, the Joshua's hapsukim, that you don't need b'yismayim, al-kaponim, you need roi lebi'yismayim. But the Rishonim and Kedushin, the Afrafei, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they say that it's the Rabbanan. It's a din the Rabbanan. Midiraisa, you don't need roi lebi'yismayim. There's no such Joshua. It's a din the Rabbanan. Vital l'chayad igmar is bringing Rav Zeir only as a dinyan, but the pshat is the whole din of roi lebi'yismayim is a din derabanan. There's a shtikl nafkamina, because if the din is derabanan, we're more mekel. Even though there's a tshuva from a b'kveg, there's a tshuva from a few achreinim, a b'kveg and the b'huda, about a isha that needed a tabas of sorts, ba'isamakim, deep in isamakim, it seems it was a prolapse, and it seems it was sakana to remove it even for the sake of tefillah. So the shailos should be tevil with it. So the Rebbe Yehuda is mekel because he considers it balua. That's not beis hastarim. Beis hastarim means it's something which is on the outside of the guf. It's just covered over. That's called beis hastarim. Like by tuma, maga beis hastarim would be called the negia. Now shaking by tuma, tuma balua is not metamei. So there's a difference between beis hastarim and balua. Now, Rebbe Yehuda says it's balua, it's like considered on the inside of the guf, and that's why it's not metame. That's why it's not chaytzitz, I mean. You don't need royal b'yismayim there. And B'kveig didn't hold the way. B'kveig held it wasn't balua. He's mitzad the different things, why maybe it shouldn't be chaytzitz, but by him it was negeya, if the din of royal b'yismayim is the raisa derabanan, like he says, even though Bemis in the din anyway of Mia Tamakbit is the Rabbanan. Mi deraisi need Ruba Yamakbit to be Chaitzitz. Mia Tamakbit is anyway the Rabbanan. But still, they'd be more machmir if the pshat was that the makam is a makam which has a din Chatzitz in Mi deraisa. It's just Mia Tamakbit. They were more makbit. We don't give it necessarily the kula of a Rabbanan. You see, by Sveikis we're machmir, like we'll see in the Hemshech of the Sugya. Mashenkin, if the whole din of Beis Hastarim is the Rabbanan, he was willing to be more mekel. The Shael wanted to make a chilek. The Shael wanted to make a chilek that things that are sometimes goli, like the Beis HaKmatim, the folds of the guf, where you could unfold them, or like Teichapeh, where you could open the mouth. So it's sometimes goli, that's when Teisus holds its deraisa. Now, Shengen, things that are never goli, the always Beis Hastarim, like inside the ear, inside the nose, inside Eisei Makim, that l'kuli alma is derabanan. And that's how he explains why I need to psukim, the pasuk of Basari that we mentioned, my Basari of Roy, or the pasuk in Vyodav Vashata Famayim that the Rambam brings down. But Rebbe Kveger held, there's no hechrich for such a thing, you can't stam darshan the psukim. But Rebbe Kveger l'maisu was mekel mitzad another time that the Shoyal said a swara, that the din, that you need Roy l'bias mayim is a pshat, if you have something which be'etzim, you could get water into that place. Novas then, you happen not to be doing it. You could put water in your mouth. You want to close your mouth. You could get water in the basic matim, but you're not unfolding it. You could get water, whatever the Gemara has in the next blot, the position she's tevil, you could make the position more, and you get more water in more places. So those places, you don't need b'yismayim, but you need royal b'yismayim. Rashayin kain, taychay sumakim, is anyway no way to get the water of the mikveh there. So the pshat is, it would never be a havamina of bias mayim that you say on that pasuk, on that the pasuk is reminded from bias mayim and you still need royal bias mayim. Rabbi Kveger held it was a good story, he's mefalpal about it. But I'll go upon him, it's a machlokes Rishonim if the din of bais hastarim is bechlal the raisa de gedin or not, and there could be nafkaminas la'alacha. Now the Gemara brings, legabi the din of royal bias mayim, the Gemara brings the maisa b'shef chasish Rebbe. That Shechasa Sherebi was Tavla V'nimsa Etzim Bein Shinel, but Shricha Rebbe Tvila Echeres, and that shows you that even though the inside of the mouth you don't need Bias Mayim, you don't have to open the mouth, you don't need Bias Mayim, but you need Royal Bias Mayim. We'll see more about opening the mouth in the next slide, but Al Kapanim, you need Royal Bias Mayim, some Amela a bone Bein Shinel as a Chatzitza. So the Baal Nefesh L'Raivit says, Mikayach this Gemara Gevaldiga Kula, and skepaskin talochel lemais in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Kutzad the Ches Sifcha Fei that we have in the next Gemara, and we'll go into it later in the Shia, that if the Isha finds the Chatzitza after Tvila, there are halachas when she has to be Cheshish who was there b'shas Tvila. only she was chafafa samlach tefila, then you have the din that you could say that it happened after the tefila. But if she wasn't chafafa samlach tefila, like the Gemara has two lashenis, then you have to be chayshish that it was there b'shas the tefila. You also have halacha, which is a bit implied in this Gemara, and other Gemara Samashman, and if the Isha was not chayfif and was not ma'ayin, did not do the preparations of the tefillah and was tevil, and then she checked her entire guf and didn't find chatzitzis, she still has to be tevil again. Even though now she checked after the tefillah and there's no chatzitzis, but since she didn't check before the tefillah, we're afraid that there might have been a chatzitzis b'shas the tefillah, and it fell off afterwards. Also, the Rishayim discusses more on the next blot. But that's the halacha menastam, that A, if you don't check for chatzitzis before the tefillah, so then even if you don't find any chatzitzis after the tefillah, she's tameh, she needs another tefillah because maybe there were chatzitzis and they fell off. And the second halacha is, even if you do check for chatzitzis, if it wasn't right before the tefillah, kefi the sugi of the Gemara later, and you find the chatzitzis after the tefillah, we're not telling that it came after the tefillah. So, Dr. Ivan, that's all by Makom Goli. But by Beis Hasharim, you don't say that. Because he learned up the Gemara, I don't see where he saw the hechich for it, but he learned up the Gemara, that this Shavchasa Sherebi obviously did not check her teeth before the tefillah. And still you find two halachas. You find that it's dafka because she was nimsa ben shinea that it's a problem. But if it's not nimsa ben shinea, it would be okay. We don't assume it was there, even though she didn't check. And we also find that it's only because she didn't check before, that's why we assume it was there. But otherwise, when it comes to Beis Hasharim, if you checked before and you found it later, you could always be taila that it came later. As long as it wasn't there before. So the Shach in Kuvsar Echesef Kat Lamed brings the Medani Melech and the Levush that say that the reason is because Beis Hasharim, it doesn't easily fall out. It doesn't easily fall out. So Mele, if it was there before, it would still be there. And the Taz in Kuf Tzadik Tes Sif Kat Nir Aleph, he says very similar. He says Beis Hasharim is not a place with the chatzitzis. So that's why you're not chayshish so much for chatzitzis. The Sijei Tara is very bothered with the Taz. Then how would that apply to a etzem ben shinea, to the teeth? People eat all the time. There's zicha chatzitzis between the teeth. Maybe the Beis HaKmatim and that, maybe there's not such a place for chatzitzis. But how would that pass by the teeth? I'm also bothered with the Taz, like we said earlier in the shir. There's a din medina de Gemara to wash out the Beis HaKmatim and the Beis HaStarim, even though it's not b'shar aguf, like we said, the Rishayim say, because they're more olah for chatzitzis. So how could you say the less olah for chatzitzis? And Mavad Kolanal, the Shach says the Ravid didn't say that. The Ravid said the chilik between Beis HaKmatim and Beis HaStarim, and the Shulchan Aruch brings down this nekuda, is because you don't need Bias Mayim. You need Royal to Bias Mayim, and Mela it's different. So it's not a difference, Balabatish, that we're not so chayshish for chatzitzis. That's why even if you didn't check, we don't think there were chatzitzis there. Or if there were chatzitzis there, they would stay there. It's a lamda shechilik, because since you don't need Bias Mayim, you only need royal Bias Mayim, that's why, even if you didn't check beforehand, it's good, as long as you don't see chatzitzis later, and even if you see chatzitzis later, if you check beforehand, it's good. Now stay in the Shach, but it doesn't explain why should there be such a chilik. What's the difference if you need Bias Mayim and you need royal Bias Mayim? In both places, chatzitzis is no good. So the Sijei Tara says, the feeder is shaynim that royal abiyas mayim is derabbanan. So then we understand that even though the whole din of miya tamakbet is derabbanan, but that's one derabbanan. But the whole the royal abiyas mayim, the chazal said, hey mamru, hey mamru, they said the takan in this oifen, that it's only when you know the chatzitz is there, you're not mechuyiv to check if the chatzitz is there. And also, if you did check if the chatzitz is there, and you found later a chatzitza, you don't have the chumrah that we have, that if it wasn't samlach chafifa, you have to be chayshish lechatzitzis there. We don't have that chumrah. But what about according to Taisis that holds us deraisa? How do you understand the halacha? So he says, good. But since the din of miyat sheina makbid is derabanan, chazal were more makel by a place that you only need royal abiyas mayim. But that I think is a little bit dachuk. even if he could bring a raya from the Gemara, but the svara is a little dachuk. If the din is din deraisa, why should Chazal be more mekel? But to me, it seems the svara is like this. I didn't see the svara anywhere. Veisach nisht. But it seems it's be'etzim alam d'shis svara. That the pshat is that if you need bias mayim, so kumtais a suffix is a suffix on the tefillah alein. I don't know if there's a tefillah here. So I have to make sure there's a tefillah, even though it's a din derabanan. I mean, there I said it was a tefillah. But min derabanan, the bechlal was no tefillah. You have the cheskes tuma. You don't say suffix derabanan lekula keneged a chazaka. You have the cheskes tuma, and the shaila is, was there a tefillah or not? If the shaila is, was there a tefillah or not, so there the pshat is, you have to go lechumra. You have to know for sure there was a tefillah. But that's if you need bias mayim. Mashayin can if you need royal bias mayim. So kumdes, the etzim tefillah was there. Say, hey, do you have a tefillah? Now, what's the dinner chatzitza when it's not royal bias mayim? That's a tnai. That's a hechsher. So when you have the ikra adov, you have a tefillah lefaneinu. And now you want to know if there's a paslus in the tefillah, so there the vart is vaked. You have to bring a raya that was a paslus. The fact that the din is a din derabanan miyat shein amakbit. But the pshat is, the whole lomdus is different. The Ravid and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shachar just said one thing. Since you don't need bias mayim, you only need royal to bias mayim. It's not mashma, even the svar that's damakos is derabanan. It's mashma das alein of the lomdus. So I think the lomdus is like this. It's not stamakula. The pshat is considered a completely different suffix in lomdus. If you need bias mayim, the suffix is, do I have a tefillah here? If I don't know I have a tefillah, I can't say I have a tefillah. I have to know I have a tefillah. So now if I don't check before, so mechateser, there's no chetzitza there. Mechateser, there was a tefillah. And even if I checked before, but now I find the chetzitza, if I don't have a beer, the chetzitza wasn't there, on yidei the samach l'chafifa tavla. So vayta, mechateser, I have a tefillah. But when you don't need bias mayim, you need royal to bias mayim, so I have a tefillah. Navas, maybe there's something that passed the tefillah. Oh, so then a shailas vakert. Mehechetesa have a psul. Mehechetesa. Have a chash, but mehechetesa. So mehel kozman, I didn't find the chetzitza. Even if I didn't check, it's kosher. Mehechetesa have a psul. Befrat that it's a safik derabanan. And al derech zeh, even if I find afterwards, but if I taka have a safik hashakul, was it there before that, I have a tefillah fenenu. If Shail is on the psul, I could say Mechatesha was a psul. As I fishteich the lamdus. Mikoyach this, a sijitayr says a mayor de gazach in Kupsanik Tess, Sevkot and Chafei, he says, the Lashon HaGemara is, Va'olam yulmud adam mesech beisa, shteisha medicha beis kmatea b'mayim. Va'olam yulmud adam mesech beisa is mashma chumra. It's not mashma tzachiyiv v'chlal. And that's how Tam and Rishayim bring it. Including the tur. It's mashmit zechumra. Zogt the sijitara, why? Why isn't it a chiyav? Zogt the sijitara, lefida raivit is good. The pshat is, be'etzim yaisa the tefillah if you don't check altogether. So you can't say there's a chiyav to be mediach b'mayim because he yaisa the tefillah without even checking. So vand it's only a chumra. And he says the tur is lashin and kutsan eches that aisha tzricha lachsa shineo. Kaidim tefillah, he also says, because maybe she'll find the davar chaytas after tefillah. He says, Kaid, that maybe she'll find something. Not maybe there's something there. If she doesn't find anything after tefillah, it's good without the chatzitza shinayim. The whole thing chatzitza shinayim is an eitzah teiva. La'olam yilmud adam besech beisah shteisha mediach meteh b'mayim mezipshat, maybe she'll find something after tefillah, and then she'll be messed up. Ustam, achumra ba'alma. But the pshat is not mikir adin. But he says the Shulchan Aruch is not mashawet. The Shulchan Aruch says chayevis. And that means that Taisus that brought the raya that there's no takanas ezra to wash the whole guf, because otherwise why'd Rava say dafka beis mutem and beis tareim? If you're going to say that the whole guf is a chiyuv and gmeis beis mutem is only a chumra, so then it's not shver. La'olam is a chiyuv mitzat takanas ezra to wash the whole guf. And Rav is telling you a new thing. Le'olam yulmud adam is a chumra to wash beis kmateh. It's a different gender. You can't ask a kasha, you should have said a filu beis kmateh. It's not a filu beis kmateh. It's a new din, a chumra be'alma to wash beis kmateh. Taisis is mashman that Rav is saying a chiv, like the Shulchan Aruch. But that's what the Sugya Torah is saying. The Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon HaRishonim that bring Mamashis Lashon La'ilam Yomid Adam is Mamashis Nanachiv. And that would stem with this Raiva L'shitasai that even if you didn't check there, the Yetzir Tvila, which is Shulchan Aruch Bats and Paschus like this Raivid. Now the Shach brings down the Rekeach that doesn't make a chiluk between the Beis Hastorim and the rest of the Guf. And he paskins that even by the Beis Hastorim, if you didn't check before, you're not Yetzir. Or if you check afterwards, and you find the chatzitza has the same din as the rest of the guf, and he says, yesh lahachma like the rekech. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, v'amar rava, tavla v'olsa v'nimsla adav v'chaitzitz. If she was tevil and she came out and she found the adav v'chaitzitz, l'fi the raivit, that's dafka when it's not in the basis story. Im samach ha-chavifa tavla, in it shricha locha v'litvo. If she was tevil, close to the chafifa, she does not have to do another tvila and another chafifa. If not, she has to be chayshish that the chatzitza was there b'shas the tefila, and memela she has to be chayfif and tevil. Ikad army in ba'isi yom shechaf v'tavla ainit shichalacha v'litvol. V'mrav shichalacha v'litvol. It depends if it was the same day. May binayu ikad binayu lemismach lechafifa tefila. If it has to be that the tefila was samach to the chafifa. Taisha says, we're not discussing if you need the chafifa to be samach l'tvila. We're discussing when you could be tayla, if it's only when it's samach l'tvila. So there is a shaila in the gersois, the Hasagas arriving on the Rambam brings a different gersa. Our gersa is that the first lashon says that you need samach, and the second lashon says that you need ba'isayim. But there was a gersa the other way, that the first lashon was ba'isayim, and the second lashon was samach. Now, the Emerson, like the Shach points out in Simon Kuf Tzadik Tess, each one of the Lashonis has a Kula and a Chumra. If you say that you need Samach, so Isayim is not enough. It has to be Samach. I'm not sure exactly the Shia of Samach, but it has to be Samach. Isayim is not enough. You can't have the Chafifa in the morning and the Tefillah in the evening. It has to be Samach. Isayim doesn't have to be Samach. Le'indach Kisa, it sounds like there's a Chumra, that the pshat is that if, let's say, the chafifa was in right before shkia, and the tefillah was right after tzeis, so it's samach, but it's not ba'isayim. So there the pshat is, if you hold samach, then it's samach. But if you hold ba'isayim, it's not ba'isayim. So each one has a kula and a chumra. So the shach and simon kuf tzadik tes says, is a machlokes rishonim had a paskin. It's totally on the Gersoyitz, which one is a Lishna Basra. And he says you should have to be Machma like both Pirushim. It has to both be Samach, and it also has to be Ba'isayim. Now, there's a Yisayinus of Gamachlekes Raj Ben Ran, that Rabbi Kivega brings down. It's from the Chuvas, it's brought in the Lakut Rabbi Kivega here. That the Rajba says, I've arrived from here, that there's no din that you have to check yourself, right Samach Utvila. Even if you check not Samach Utvila, it would be good b'di'evit. Because the Gemara here says if you find the davar chaitzeitz, then if it wasn't samach l'tfila chafafam, then it's a problem. Vaisis, if you didn't find the davar chaitzeitz, even if the chafifa and the rajbos who would in the iyan haguf was not samach l'tfila, b'di'evit it's good. That's what the rajbos holds. But the Ran, it's in the Hilchus Nida for the Rif in Shavuos, he asks the Kasha, he says, even if it was not Samach HaChafifa Tavla, but of course you Ma'ayin Samach HaTfila, let's say, punkt, you're a Chayfif one day, and you're Tevil the next day. And all that happens when it's Meitzah Shabbos, you're Chayfif on Friday, you're Tevil Meitzah Shabbos. Fine. But Avadi you Ma'ayin, Avadi you Ma'ayin Samach HaTfila, so why doesn't it work because of the Iyun? Zok Deran, because Iyun, you're Chayshish, maybe she wasn't Ma'ayin Yofa. Hashayge chafifa, chafifa, that you know is good, if it's samach l'tvila. So Rabbi Kivega points out the two machlekes in the Raj ben Ran. One machlekes in the Raj ben Ran is that the Ran holds that Ian has to be samach l'tvila. There's a halacha. Ian has to be samach l'tvila. Chafifa is a big shail if it has to be samach l'tvila. But the evid chafifa works even if it's not samach l'tvila. But the Ran holds Ian has to be samach l'tvila. But the Rajba says, no, I have a raif in this Gemara that Ian does not have to be samach l'tvila. And that's a general machlokes, the Rajba and the Ran. And then specifically in this sugya, the Rajba holds there's no chilek chafifa and Ian. There's no chilek. And that's why he's medayik from the Gemara that even Ian doesn't have to be samach l'tvila. The Rashba doesn't hold this sort of chashin on shemalei ayna yafa. We don't have such a chash. The only chash is that maybe the chatzitza came sometime between the iyun and the tefillah, just like the chatzitza could come sometime between the chfif and the tefillah. And that the Gemara makes a chilek if it's samuch tefillah or ba'isiyem shel tefillah either lashin. But that's the only chilek. So Mel, the Rajmal Karchuk doesn't hold as any shash of Shemalei Ayna Yafa. And if you were Ma'ayin Samach Tefillah, it would be good. Ma'ashenkin, the Ran holds not that way. The Ran holds there is a shash of Shemalei Ayna Samach Tefillah. And when the Gemara says Chafifa, means Dafka Chafifa and not Iyud. Now the Rambam Grada holds that the Rambam is Geris in the Gemara that Avadish has to be Tevil afterwards in all cases, even if Samach Chafifa Tevilah. She always has to be tevil afterwards. You're always chayshish that maybe there was the chatzitza that you see now was there b'shas tefila, even if samach l'tefilah sechafafa. The whole chilek of the Gemara is that if samach l'tefilah chafafa, so mele she doesn't need another chafifa. That's the Gemara's chilek. This is what the Gemara is discussing, samach l'tefilah chafafa or b'aisiyayim chafafa. It's all discussion if she needs another chafifa. It's all in Hilchus Chafifa, in Hilchus Chafifa, Samuch Tfilasa, then you have the Shaila, but the Evid, she was Tevil, but that Tfil is no good, because she found the Chatzitza. But now the Shaila is, does she just have to be Tevil, or does she have to be Chayfif again? That's the Rambam Shita. Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam Shita, but Reif Paiskim seem to Naman, like the other Rishenim, that if it was Samuch Chafifa Tavla, you wouldn't need another Tfil altogether. Now, Taisus and the Rishainim in Chulin Daf Yud, ask the steamer this Gemara to the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud. This Gemara says that if you find a Dav Chaitzitz, it's a Shaila. You have to look if it's Samach HaChafifa Tavla, if not. But the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud says, Tavla V'ol of Nimsa of Dav Chaitzitz, Afil Nisasek Pa'ishimin Kolyam Kuloi, Le'osolay Tvila, Atshayim and Borali Shoylai Kaidim Lekain. It says, that if it was Nimsel Davachaitis, even if it could have came later, it was Isaac Baisimin Kolyam Kulay, but it's still a problem until you know that it wasn't there B'Shas Tevilah. And it's not Mechalik between Chafa Samuch Tevilah or not. So like the Rambam, it's very good. There is no Chilik in whether you need another Tevilah. You definitely need another Tevilah in all cases. The only Gemara Shaila was discussing if you need another Chafifa. That's the Rambam Shita, that would stem with the Gemara in Chulin. But if either we shine him, that are saying that you don't need another tefillah, the Gemara in Chulin says you do need another tefillah. So Taisus says four terutzim. Parsha the terutz is, that Gemara is being mekatzer, that Gemara is talking about you weren't chayf of samach tefillah, it's not a chilek if you were chayf of samach tefillah or not, and that Gemara is talking about when you weren't chayf of samach tefillah. That's one terutz. And Kamer Rishenim say this terutz. Another teretz, Taisa says, is that Gemara is going with Taharis. For Taharis, we're more machmir. That Gemara is talking about for Taharis, the Gemara is talking about a man being Tevil. That's Negei Taharis, it's not Negei Levaila. For Taharis, we're more machmir. Mashiach, and this Gemara is talking about Isha, Chafafa, Tavla, it's talking about Levaila. For Levaila, we're more Mekel. That's right, the teretz. And the third and fourth teretz is that Gemara is talking about there was no Chafifa altogether. Now the shaila is, if there's no chafifa altogether, so stam you have to be tevil again. There's a chiv chafifa, and even with the evid, if you're tevil without chafifa, even if you don't find any chatzitzas, it's a problem. So on that, Taisus has two possibilities. One possibility is that since that Gemara is talking about taharis, by taharis, they weren't misang chafifa. Because kanem zvizimheim, they don't need chafifa. For taharis, they weren't misang chafifa. So that Gemara is talking about there was no chafifa altogether. That says, because the first teretz is shtickel deichik, if there's a chil between samach and chafifa tavla, and not samach, it's a shtickel deichik that it would say stam, it doesn't work. But elamai, the Gemara is stam not talking about there was any chafifa. That's not so bad, we're not discussing there was any chafifa. And another teretz, also the teretz that the Gemara is no chafifa, is that Taisa says that chafifa is only the reish, like we explained before, the takanas chafifa is only the reish. That Gemara is talking about you only chayf of the reish, you weren't chayf of the guf altogether. If you weren't chayf of the guf altogether, and you found the chatzitza on the guf, there was no chafifa. So, Mel, that's why it doesn't work. Now, Shank and our Gemara, It's talking about there was chafifa, either there was chafifa sagufa. We're talking about the reish, but even that there was chafifa, that's why we're mechal between samach chafifa tavla and not samach chafifa tavla. So b'kitza, one teretz says that Gemara is talking about that she was chafifa for not samach tefila, a shtikl deichik, why it wasn't mechalik. Another teretz is that Gemara is talking about letaharis, taharis, one more machmir. A third teretz says that Gemara is talking about there was no chafifa, and why does it work when there's no chafifa, either for taharis, you don't need chafifa, kanim shizimim, or because on the goof you don't need chafifa. Now the Rajman Taurus of Mayas Akatsa says a psak, that this that was saying, that when you don't have samucha chafifa tavla, the halacha is you have to be chayshish who was there before the tvila doesn't work, is dafka when she wasn't as asik in this min. If she wasn't as asik in the ksamim, samamela, you have nothing to be tailed on, you have to be afraid that it happened between the chafifa and the tvila. But if between the chafifa and the tefillah she was not misasik, and after the tefillah she was, see, have a tliya. You could be toilet and it happened after the tefillah, because that's what's more likely. She was misasik with the min after the tefillah, you could be toilet in that. As I state in the Rashba. And as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa, at the end of Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes. Now the Paiskim are very bothered. What's the pshat in the Rashba Tzapela? Because the Gemara in Chulin says Mefurish, Taval, for all of Nims the Davar Chaitzitz, I feel this ask him B'chala Yem Kula Le'os L'Tvila. So the Gemara in Chulin is Mefurish, that doesn't help to be Nesasik. How could the Rajba say? And the Rajba says that if you Nesasik by Yisimin, you could be Taylor Me Nesasik, and even if it wasn't Samach Chafifa Tavla, you Taylor Ama Yin Nesasik. The Gemara in Chulin says Mefurish that you're not. And Bamas in the Rashi himself brings the Yeshman Agdalim, that's Machmir, and the Mefarshim, the Mepeskim bring other Rishonim that are Machmir, and Memela, they're Machmir in this case, that it doesn't help if you were in Chayf of Samach Tfila, it doesn't help to be Taylor that you were Isaac in something else. But what's the Pshat in the Rashi? So the Ber Agdala says, the Rashi holds of the Teretz that Gemara is Tum Elitaris. That Gemara is not much more machmer than Agamara, because that Gemara is from Elataris. Elataris more machmer. When machmer even by Samuch Chafifa Tavla, it's also a problem, because that Gemara wasn't Mechala, because it's Elataris, like that Teretz. And we're also machmer that this thing that I feel in a Sasek, Kaleim Kula Ba'isamin, is still a problem. It's also a Chomer for Taris. But for Baila, you have two Kulas. Samuch Chafifa Tavla is a Kula, even when you're not in a Sasek Ba'isamin. And even without some chafifa tavla, the Rashi holds you have a kula by being a sasik leisamin. It's not a kasha from the Gemara in Chulin, because that's going on the Tiris. But if you learn that the Tiris for the Gemara in Chulin is like Taisa's Tiris, the problem is the Rashi Chedushim in Chulin also brings it down. Abyssal Shver. But if you learn that the Tiris to the Gemara in Chulin is that the Gemara in Chulin means like a Gemara, it's not some chafifa tavla, so that Gemara is mefurish that even being nisasik by simin doesn't help, you're not taylor. The Goyin says another teretz. The Goyin says that the Rashba held that that Gemara is talking about where there was no chafifa altogether. Either like Taisa's teretz, because that Gemara is lataris, so male there was no chafifa altogether, or that Gemara is going on the goof, and the goof doesn't need chafifa. So when there's no chafifa altogether, then you say that it doesn't help that you nisasik by simin. It doesn't matter, since you didn't have chafifa altogether, so mainly you have a problem even by nisasik b'yisimin. Hashem, when you have chafifa, it just wasn't samuch tefila. So then, if you were in nisasik b'yisimin, so you chayshin she was there before, but if you were in nisasik b'yisimin, so then you say it happened afterwards. That's the Gayin's teretz on the Rashba. Now he says it's not mukrich, but that's what you can answer. But I don't understand, that teretz won't stim the Rashba l'shitasei. We had spoken out before that the Rishayim ask a kasha, even if you were in chayf of samlach tefila, but why weren't you ma'ayin samlach tefila? And the Ran said, because Ian is not good enough, Ian, you still have to be chayshish who was there, and you weren't shemalei ayin yafa yafa. But the Rajba says that you weren't ma'ayin samlach tefila either. And like we said before, the Rajba, both Ian and Chafifa have the same din, they're just as good. The pshat is the Ian also wasn't samlach tefila. He brings a raya that the Ian doesn't need to be samlach tefila. So if the Rashba taka holds that Ian is just as good as chafifa, so the chayre bechlal these two terutzim of taisis, the teretz, the dank gemara is talking about there was no chafifa altogether, doesn't pass the feet of Rashba, because of course you need Ian. Even on Shara Guf, you don't need Chafifa, but you need Ion. Even the Tyrus, you don't need Chafifa, but you need Ion. So why do you make a chiluk between Samach Tvila Aina or Lai Samach Tvila Aina? Taisus that says he's Tzirutzen, that Gemara is not talking about when you don't have Chafifa, Al-Kachach holds like the Ran, that Ion's not enough. Because Ian, you always have Samach Tvila, but Shemel Aina Yafa Yafa. Elamai Chafifa, that Gemara is talking without Chafifa. But the Rajman it holds that Ian is good enough, Ian's the same as Chafifa. Mechaya can't be mechalik that there's no Chafifa there, but Al-Kapanim you have Ian. So why did the Gemara should have made a chiluk between Samach Tvila Aina or not Samach Tvila Aina? And if you're going to say there's such a chiluk, so the Gemara is mevur that if you don't have Samach Tvila Aina, being this asik afterwards doesn't help. So the Rajbul Shittasa can't stem with the guy in Steretz. Mechaya you're going to have to say the Baragoyla Steretz that that Gemara is a chumra by Taris. And the Rajbah is telling you that for Baila you have two kulis. One is by Samach Chafifa Tavla, it's dam is good. And even if it was not Samach Chafifa Tavla, where there is a chash that maybe came between the Chafifa and the Tvila, so if you don't have any Nisaskas there, and you have Nisaskas here, you have a Tvila, it's much more likely that it came after the Tvila, before the Tvila, that would have the same mile of Samach Tvila Chafa, and that would be good. That's the Chayra. How you have to answer up the Rashba.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.